Oh, I've another one, you fucking lush. I have two more voicemails to grab after this, and then I'll start the show. I really thought I was prepared. I couldn't figure out what had happened to my voicemails. I knew, you know, people told me they called in, and there didn't appear to be anything there. But it was my bad. I just forgot to sign in. I'm half a retard, so... When I, thank you, Buzzy. When I, post the next show, you guys are gonna laugh so hard because it's gonna be, like, a good 30 minutes of just Cockney in the intro. Okay, two more minutes. Yeah, Cockney did my pre-show. Cockney did my pre-show! He did a fucking pre-show on the fucking microphone! I'm singing with my mic, into my mic! You know what I'm saying!
Listen to the Heidi Show, yeah, yeah!
Welcome to the Heidi Show! You're listening to the Heidi Show, yeah, yeah!
Was that my cue to call?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry.
And then you call in and I'm all, you're listening to the Heidi Show! And you're like,
I didn't know I was on. Start again! Do it from the top.
You listen to the Heidi Show! You're on the motherfucking Heidi Show! Hey, it's the Heidi Show! Welcome to the Heidi Show! Cockney Tony!
Hello!
Hello! You know what? You need your own intro song.
Well, do one. Oh, do you want me to do my own?
Well, what the hell?
Well, no, I ain't got one.
No, I should do one for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe to, like, Copacabana.
Well, no. To the theme tune to Only Fools and Horses.
To what?
Only Fools and Horses.
What is that?
Come on. Don't you know that? It's the... No, income tax. No, it's the TV show. All right, just... Yeah, goodbye horses. That's what you should do.
Cockney Tony. I'm crying over you.
My intro is shit.
Cockney Tony. Call me on the computer. You don't like it. But, you know, whatever. We can think of something else. I'm just saying you should have your own theme song. I should have a theme song. Maybe one day I'll get a theme song.
I lost my voice, didn't I? Otherwise, I was going to get in touch with Absent and leave it for him to do his jiggery pokery on.
I think
Go on, sir.
I think it's so cute that you actually tried to sing the Heidi Show intro. I think your singing voice is probably on par with mine.
No, I can't sing.
Yeah, I think we are about the same at singing.
Well, we're going to have to do I've Got You, Babe, then at karaoke at some point.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never sing karaoke.
Neither do I.
Oh, well, so then it's a little bit special.
Happy birthday, Jen Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen Jen.
Mwah! A big kiss for your birthday.
Yeah, Jen Jen, I noticed that too. She said she loves that she hits the sign in and remember me until I log out button only to have to re-log in each time. Yeah, I know. It does the same thing to me. It does the same fucking thing to me, yeah. You have to do this when you're talking on the microphone.
That's not going to be annoying anyway.
No, I guess not if you're not drinking. If you were drinking, you'd probably think it was funny.
I'm only joking. I'll be back in one sec. Can I say?
Yeah, so Cockney Tony is in detox right now. He's not having any drink, drugs, or cigarettes. So you can just imagine what a pleasant motherfucker he's going to be. Yes, should be interesting. Or not as interesting. I guess he was kind of overdoing it for a while there, and he felt the need to cleanse. Which is probably a good thing, because then when you're ready to party again, it's like you're like a kid all over again. Right? Cockney, what is the reason behind the detox?
Well, I went to that festival and went like bonkers for three and a half days. And I wanted to give up smoking. Mm-hmm. And smoking goes hand in hand with drinking, doesn't it? And taking
drugs
and whatnot.
It really does, yeah.
So, you know, I thought, yeah, it's a good thing to do. And apart from that, I mean, having one family member die at the beginning of the year and then my sister's in, all through smoking, it kind of hits home a bit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's a wise idea. So is the goal to quit smoking entirely?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've quit for like, in the past, I've quit for like 14 months and about a year and then like 6 months before. But I always go out and just get wasted for a few days and I'll just start again. But no, I'll be back drinking after a month or like next week or
You'll start drinking again, right?
Yes.
But it's good to cleanse. It's good to take a little break, sort of reset the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucked my body up completely, you know, at the weekend. Last weekend, I lost my voice and had about 4 or 5 hours sleep in 3 days. And it was very fun.
Yes.
And whatnot. But, so to cut down on the shibbying.
I'm surprised you can still do it at your age.
That's not a very pleasant thing to say, is it? Really? Let's
be
honest.
Well, I can't.
What, at your age?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can still get up the stairs, my love.
Yeah.
Living in the basement.
I know.
You're going to have a tumble, and then you're not going to be able to do a radio show because you're going to break a hip.
Can I tell you that I think that's how I'm going to die? You know, like, you ever think about, like, I wonder how I'm going to die? Or, like, I think I'm going to die this way. I think that I'm going to, look, Absence here. I think I'm going to I think I'm going to fall down the stairs like carrying the laundry basket and like miss a step and just fucking go down head first and smack my head on the floor, and within 24 hours they'll rush me to the hospital, and within 24 hours I'll be gone. And but maybe I'll be brain dead, and then maybe my organs can live on in someone else's.
Can I have your tits?
Body. No, they don't give tits.
Yeah.
Even if I donate body parts, they are not going to give you my tits.
Great. Well, you're going to have to start wearing a helmet. when you go up and down the stairs.
I think that would probably be the way for me to live a little bit longer.
Or just like gaffer tape some pillars to your head.
I think it's a premonition that I've had that I'm going to fall down the stairs and die.
You need to move to a bungalow.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of house.
Yeah.
I love a bungalow. Like it's Frank Lloyd Wright style. Nice big porch.
Gaffer tape, yeah. Oh, sorry, duct tape. Sorry, I was reading the chat room. Absent asked, did he really say gaffer tape? Yeah, we call it gaffer tape.
There's all kinds of different things that you say that I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know half the stuff on EastEnders I don't understand what they're saying?
Aw, bless. I mean, I can watch Friends, and I understand what they say.
I love it when you say that. Right, what? That's because Americans speak properly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right. No.
This is just, oh yeah, phone in, Tony, host a show with me, yeah. I'm tired, and I just want to bash on you.
You want to bash on me, though, clearly.
No, you? You're the one who's being mean.
So,
meanie.
All of a sudden, it's okay for you to be offended, but I'm not, like, calling you. I'm not, like, shut up, cunt. Oh.
I was
what
drunk.
Was that? Wait, I go first, whore.
No.
Something to that effect. You said something like, you go first on my show.
Shush. You enjoyed it, though.
You say that.
Yeah. Tell me you didn't. A little bit.
You know what? I understand you better than the people on EastEnders.
Well, I've lost a lot of my Cockney charm from because I've lived in Manchester for like 11 years. So.
But they have more clear speaking voices in Manchester?
Well, no. It's just it's calmed down my accent a bit. I mean, for instance, like if I get on the bus, yeah, I used to say I get on the I say now I get on the bus. But then I'll say, get on the bus. Or, did that make sense?
Bus, better than the bus.
No, it's the bus. It's, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I wish I'd never lost it. But, get on the bus. Yeah. Or the, if I have a bath, instead of a bath, Yeah. You smash glass, as opposed to you smash glass. Anyway.
So the Cockney is more of a flat A, like they like
yeah.
Kind of like the Midwest version in America.
Yeah, I suppose. What's that sound like? The Midwest.
Chicago.
Ah, Chicago. The windy.
Haiti. You want some sausage? Haiti.
I have never heard that before. That accent.
Minnesota. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Minnesota. Okay, anyway, what was he talking about?
I don't know. So, I feel bad having you on because I realize you're not in any state of fun, you know.
Oh, I'm fine.
You're not fun.
I'm still enjoying it. I'll still go off on little rants now and again if you want.
Oh,
I'll start talking faster. Ginger can't understand me.
What? So I don't want to do a really long show anyway. I kind of have nothing. In fact, I'll show you what I have. So you know how I have the book, the show notebook?
The Oracle.
Right. So I'll show you what a regular... this is what a regular show prep looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll show you what today's show prep looks like. Oh.
Well, I've got topics. It's okay.
You do?
Yeah, but we can't just jump straight into mine. We have to let you do one of your four first.
Okay, well, actually the top line is the date.
Okay.
And then...
Well, what's the date? What's today's date? Tell everyone for the podcast.
Oh, it's today. Yes, it's the 11th of July today.
No, it's not, Heidi. You got that wrong now, didn't you?
No.
You're lying to the people who are listening on podcast.
Why?
Because it's the 12th.
No, here it's still the 11th.
No, it's the 12th.
All right. And then the first subject I have written down is Leslie Mann in everything. There's this actress who is in like every movie since...
Is she in Schindler's List?
I never saw Schindler's List. But she's probably not in it. She's like the new Michael Caine. You know how, like, years ago...
Is she in Back to the Future 2?
No. You know how in, like, the 80s and 90s, Michael Caine was in every movie made? He was just in everything. So now it's this Leslie Mann chick. She's one of Adam Sandler's favored actresses. She was in Big Daddy. She played the former Hooters girl in Big Daddy. She was in... I guess I could have... That would have been show prep to, like, look up what she was in.
I'm on it, don't worry.
Oh, look at you. Leslie Mann with two
Wikipedia.
N's.
I'm on it, I've got it.
All right.
Come on, it's like a little race. My computer in the living room is really slow, though.
Yeah, well, I'm on it, too, here. So, Leslie Mann. Oh, why does that come up? Why am I getting pop-ups? Okay, so...
Okay, if you want television...
No, hang on. No, movies. I got it.
Okay.
So, in production, they don't have it, like, split up into TV and movies here for some reason. So, she's in Funny People, the new Judd Apatow and Adam Sandler movie. She was in Knocked Up. She was in the 40-year-old Virgin. She was in Stealing Harvard and Orange County, which I just happened to watch back-to-back, so it was even more noticeable to me that she was in both those movies. And then I saw her in the trailer for Funny People, and I'm like, this chick's in everything. A lot of stuff. You there?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm boring you.
No, I was looking at her Wikipedia page, and you're right. It was set up ridiculous.
Right? They don't have it split up. They don't show what's movies and what's TV.
No, it just didn't have any of her work, or I couldn't find it. To hell with it.
Oh, maybe you weren't looking at the right thing.
No, I was on her Wiki page.
I was on IMDb.
Yeah, and then it sent me to her IMDb.
Oh, she's married to Judd Apatow. That explains it. So you know who he is, right?
No.
Okay, he's the director of, well, that says producer, writer. Okay, so he's like producer, writer guy. Let's see what he wrote.
Did he write Schindler's List?
He wrote Pineapple Express. He wrote You Don't Mess with the Zohan. He wrote Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox Story. He wrote Knocked Up, Fun with Dick and Jane, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He wrote a bunch
of... So he's rich.
He wrote a bunch of episodes of Freaks and Geeks, The Larry Sanders Show. He's big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He produced Year One, Pineapple Express, Step Brothers, Drillbit Taylor, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Walk Hard, Superbad, Knocked Up, Talladega Nights, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Anchorman. She's married to him. That's why she's in everything. That makes sense. And Emo Tony B wants to know, whatever happened to Gary Shandling? Boy, Cockney, you are a bang-up co-host tonight.
I don't have a clue who these people are you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah. No, not in the slightest. I mean, I've heard of the films, but, you know.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
You know on Twitter, when people put the number sign, there's so much I don't understand.
How do you do that? The little symbols?
I don't understand what that means.
The little symbols, you mean?
Well, like the numbers, like the number signs, like the grid, you know, the...
Yeah, like little, look like Japanese writing.
It's for a trending topic. I don't know what that means. I honestly don't know what that means.
I think we're too old, Heidi.
I think so. I think I'm too old to understand Twitter.
Yeah. I think we should just stick to the Facebook and MySpace and...
No, if we're too old for Twitter, then we should follow our own rules and get off Facebook altogether.
Go back to writing good old-fashioned letters.
Yeah, because if you don't understand how to use Twitter, you might as well just get your ass off the internet altogether.
Twitter's stupid. It's fucking ridiculous. The only thing I use Twitter for is to see if someone's got a show on, if I'm up and about, or just It's ridiculous. There's absolutely no point in it whatsoever.
We really fucking hate Twitter. So if somebody's got a show on your fucking retweet.
We should make one up where instead of like just getting all these characters, you only get one character. And that's it. That's all you're allowed. Just one. I bet it'd be huge.
Well, my character would be H. What?
I don't know. Mine would be D. You're... Sorry, the first letter I thought of.
D.
Yeah.
And so just D, 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 D,
yeah,
D, D.
Yeah. No, just D. You can only use one
oh,
character.
Only one. That's stupid, though.
So you had to messages. Ah, people would use it. People listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is... Oh, exactly, Tourette's Radio. People listen to that.
People listen to that, yeah.
Mm. Did you hear about the 20p coin in England, by the way?
The 20p what?
Coin, 20p piece. Right, you got a pound in England, yeah?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
So that's equivalent to one of your dollars, say. So if you divided a dollar into five, what coin would that give you? Would it be like 20 cents?
Five, yeah, 20, yeah.
Right, okay, so you got a 20 cents coin, yeah?
Oh, okay, we have a 25 cent coin.
Okay, all right, well, it's like that, I suppose, but 5p. Anyway, a 20p coin. Basically, what they've done is the Royal Mint has made hundreds of thousands of these coins and they haven't put a date on them, yeah?
Okay.
So, and if you got one, it's now worth £50.
Really?
Yeah, so I checked all my 20p's and I couldn't find one.
Oh, with the ones without a date on them.
Yeah, it's rubbish. I didn't have any because I don't collect 20p's, but I had like loads of 20p's upstairs.
Are you a coin collector?
No, I collect notes.
Are you revealing something to us? You have a very secret hobby.
That was it. That's what I brought to the show. Oh, but people are selling normal 20p's on eBay, and idiots are fucking buying them for like £80. And
and then they send them a 20p.
Yeah, just a normal one.
And that's only worth 20 pence.
Yeah. Idiots.
Stupid fucking morons.
Fucking British dumbass cunt fuckers.
Idiots. Fucking douchebags. They got fucking ripped off.
Sorry.
You know what? I think what I might do is only start drinking on Saturday nights.
Because you really need to drink for this show, I know.
Yeah. Oh, no, just because, yeah, just for me.
So you heard about that movie, The Hangover, right?
I've been trying to watch that so many times today. I tried to download it tonight.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't find a decent copy of it. That all dragged me to hell. And I started watching Sex Drive instead. So I've got like a DVD copy of that.
Oh, Sex Drive was the movie where they were driving to go fuck. Well,
I didn't get all the way through it yet. I've only got...
I didn't see it. I just know the gist.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's pretty funny so far. Yeah. No.
Sex Drive.
Yeah.
Well, The Hangover was a pretty funny movie. I got to see it in a packed out theater and it was a raucous crowd, so there was a lot of loud laughter and, you know, it was sort of like an event cuz so many people around you laughing at the funny parts. So, Heather Graham plays a stripper in that movie and it's like this movie was a huge hit, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's raving about how funny it is, and it was making a lot of money. And Lindsay Lohan turned down the part.
Okay.
She's got nothing fucking going on whatsoever. She can't get work. She's been accused of stealing the formula for her fake tanning spray. She's got a line of leggings. That's what she's hawking right now, is leggings and tanning spray. And she passed on Hangover because she didn't like the script.
Idiot.
Like, she really should be passing up work with, you know, the fucking...
A coke habit like what she's got.
Like that. But, I mean, you know, who is she?
Who the fuck is she? Little freckly cunt.
To pass up work like that. I guess because Slap. She thinks because she did a Robert Altman film, you know, it wasn't even one of his better movies, but she was in that Prairie Home Companion. There were a lot of big names in that movie, so she probably feels like, oh, no, I can't.
I'm above that.
I can't play a stripper in a comedy. Emo says she passed on it because she didn't want to get raped by Mike Tyson. But maybe.
Who does?
Not me.
I remember once I asked, like, you know when you just fucked and you sit around and you ask your mates questions and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was it? It was like the worst way you could think of dying. And mine was you have to try it and French kiss Mike Tyson. And that's it. You just got to try and, like, get off with him for, like, 30 seconds. Hopefully he wouldn't be into it, because otherwise that opens up a whole new world of fucking hurt and pain. But, yeah, it's either you got a tongue kiss him for 30 seconds or you got to try and stick your finger up his bum for 30 seconds. And that's probably a bad way to die.
That's terrible. But if you stuck your finger up Mike Tyson's ass?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, he'd kill you, wouldn't he?
Yes, I'm quite sure he would.
Yeah, so we started coming up with ideas how we could get away with it, get away with doing it, and we'd have to get him, like, break into his house when he's asleep and stuff. So.
Rooster says he'd stick his finger up Mike Tyson's ass.
Rooster'd stick his fist up Mike Tyson's ass.
And he's showing us a finger.
Is it the pink one? Let me put his cam on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweetheart. That's not pink, that's orange.
I can't tell what color it is. So I saw that painting that you did of me.
That wasn't a painting. That was just a pastel thing.
Oh.
I did that in like 15 minutes this afternoon.
Oh, okay, cool. But you made me a ginger.
Was it ginger? Let's have a look.
I thought it was.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a bit gingery.
Bit gingery.
Well, it wasn't bad for like fucking 15 minutes. Yeah. I've got another one now.
No, that I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty freaking good.
That one's blonde. Let's see if I can, because I'm not typing in chat anyway. Let me know when you can see my cam again. Well, no, it's a different one.
You're all over the place.
Who?
I think I'm going to play some music.
Oh, reconnect? Oh, I've got to reconnect.
You suck.
Yes. I've got to turn you down.
Yeah, you do.
Is my cam working? Oh, it's not plugged in. I unplugged it. God, I'm a dick.
A little bit.
Are you playing music? Are you on break?
I'm going to play some music if I could get a good song to come up. Candle in the Wind? No, I don't think so.
Play more T'Pau.
T'Pau. I really like that song. I really enjoy it. Oh, here we go. There's a little Wilco for us. We like that. Muzzle of Bees is from A Ghost Is Born. I'm seeing Wilco at Coney Island Monday night. I'm very excited. Taking my daughter to see them.
I'm seeing Jane's Addiction on Tuesday night.
Lucky you. Lucky you! Lucky you! Lucky you!
Why am I not there? Right. My sleeves have come unstitched from climbing a tree. When dogs laugh, some say they're barking, but don't think they're mean. Some people get so frightened. Sea, finally back to me.
Kids don't like it.
Yeah, fuck it, I hear it.
And we're back. What's that hum? What's the hum?
Oh, is it me?
We've got wicked.
Oh, it
hum.
Might be the camera. Have you got my camera?
Maybe.
Yeah, sorry.
Hello.
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 So during the break, I texted. I thought I was texting my co-host. Can you
no.
I thought I what is the hum
no.
It's your mic.
That's not me, dude.
What? Get that phone away from there.
The phone.
It's not the phone. What is it?
Can you describe the hum, Heidi? I didn't hear a hum.
What was the light? It's gone.
It's not gone. I still hear it. I'm going mad, I tell you! This sucks!
La 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 la. So, while you're looking for this hum, how you doing, dude?
Listen. I thought that I was texting the whore mic guest.
Hello.
Saying, can you bring beer? And then all of a sudden, the guest text messages me that they're here. And I see, oh, apparently I didn't.
Looks like the good Lord just sent me a conversation starter.
There's hum. There's hum, and it's getting worse. You're making me crazy.
No, I'm good.
You're making me crazy. That's better. So, for fuck's sake. I can't.
For fuck's sake. What's the matter, Heidi?
So, I was like, who did I text? Can you bring beer? I'm like, uh-oh. And guess who it was? My kid.
Was it Kim?
My daughter. My daughter. I texted my daughter, can you bring beer? and she responded, yeah, I'll bring over a six pack. Good times. I'm retarded. What the fuck with the hum? Seriously. You did something. It wasn't like this last time. Don't shake your head at me. Punk motherfucker. Well,
do you want me to turn my cam off and see if it was that?
No, I don't think it's your cam. I think it's that. It's not your cam. I know it's the second mic because when I mute it, the hum goes away. It's something to do with the wires, I'm sure of it. But whatever. What the fuck? What the fuck do I care?
Do you want to see this other picture then before you get back into this?
Okay.
Right, let me know when you can see it. You're more blonde in that one. But this one I don't like. Can you see that?
Yeah, can you face it more towards the camera?
I don't know. Tell me where to go, left or right.
There, that's better. More. Yeah, I look like I have a potato nose.
Yeah, on that one you do. Anyway, that's that.
Okay. I think that's better. Well, why did that happen?
I have no idea.
So let's do the stories.
No jingle.
What?
Do a jingle for your stories. You always do a jingle for everything.
Give me this. Give me that. Story time. Story time on the Heidi Show. That's so annoying. So, are you done yet? This is great.
Riveting.
I know. You know what? You're a lot more tolerant when you're drunk.
I know.
Now you're like, oh, you're annoying.
No, I didn't call you annoying.
God, I hate that. So what? Why would that happen now all of a sudden? It's the cats? You think so? Great, great. That's just great. So anyway, here's the first story. What'd you just do? Oh, this is gonna suck. This is gonna suck.
Is the hum gone?
No, it's fucking horrible. God damn it. Motherfuckers.
Coming out.
It's still there.
You try new headphones. Can you hear it, Chris, in yours?
Who's Chris?
So here's a story. Partying Episcopal priest Gregory Malia pulled gun on his own daughters during a bar fight. New York's party priest should have called it an early night. Champagne swilling, club hopping cleric Gregory Malia was busted for pulling a gun during a dust-up between two gal pals and his estranged daughters at a Pennsylvania bar, police said. That's not helping, by the way. I mean, I want you on mic, but, like, this is ridiculous. I love it. I love this. What's the fucking point? What's the point? Can you tell me? I'm asking Cockney.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought you were having a little discussion, and I felt really awkward.
I'm asking you, what's the point?
What is the point? There's still people listening.
Who, me? Oh, I thought Chris was telling me I suck when I'm sober, but he's saying you suck when you're sober.
No, maybe next time I'll get drunk and stuff. I'll sort myself out for next week. This is horrible for me. I get nervous, you know, about coming on here.
Aww.
And it's horrible.
And then I tell you that you suck.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to do a good thing.
Honey, I'm
trying to be a better human being.
Yeah,
you know,
I really
not
am
drink,
a douchebag.
And smoke, and do drugs, and all this and all that. And what do? Oh, come on, I get beaten down. I'm going to change my name to Emo Cockney T. I know, that's why. But yeah, but I suck just for suck. Now absent. Normally, I just suck for like drunken stupidness.
No, I have one that doesn't unplug from the mic. I have another mic, but it's got a hardwired cord to it.
I know.
Just plug that shit back in. We'll do the show with the hum. I don't care.
Have you tried changing your headphones, Heidi? Can the whole mic hear it in their headphones?
It's not the headphones.
Okay. Maybe you've just got a big B.
A big B. I think I need
Is there a lot of flies near the cat litter
just
tray?
Just leave it. No.
Have you changed it?
Should I try this mic instead? Maybe it's the microphone. Okay, partying Episcopal priest Gregory Malia pulled gun on his own daughters during bar fight. So there
makes a change for me pulling his dick out.
Yeah, God. Right. But he's not a Catholic priest. He's an Episcopal priest. That's why he's got daughters.
Oh, there's no difference.
I see. Good for him.
The difference is that they're allowed to marry and have children. So here it is. Cops said Malia kept the daughter's boyfriends at bay while one of his companions fought with his own flesh and blood. My heart is broken, the Episcopal priest's daughter Marilyn Malia, 23, told the Daily News Thursday as she nursed a broken nose. They beat the living hell out of me. Don't do that. You're retarded.
Can you not use that word? Retarded. It's offensive.
I agree. You've don't use
meant
that word.
To be a bit, you're an intelligent young lady. You can think of other words.
I work in the industry.
Are you?
I take offense.
Are you fucking mentally challenged?
Sometimes.
That's better.
Right? Isn't that a kinder Heidi? Don't we appreciate that more?
Okay, retard. They beat the living hell out of me, and my father just stood there and watched it and enjoyed it. And
would that be what your dad would do? Is this like your story?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Just asking.
No, you are being retarded tonight.
Naughty, naughty. Hey.
And the mic comes.
Naughty, you stop filthy old smooker.
Get rid of that word out of your vocabulary.
And just protected the girls who beat me. Her father was charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct.
But he's a priest.
After Tuesday night's fracas.
Shouldn't he get, like, exempt of all jail time?
Or, as Chris says, farkas.
Farkas.
But it's really a fracas.
I like saying farkas.
Released on $25,000 bail, he did not return calls for comment. Malia, 44, made headlines last year when the Daily News revealed he was a Clubland legend known as Father Greg.
What's the Daily News doing in Pennsylvania?
Who doled out five-figure tips and bought Dom Perignon for strangers.
Good for him, man.
His lavish spending, he owns a specialty pharmacy for hemophiliacs like himself. What's a hemophiliac doing boozing and getting in bar fights?
He's living life on the edge.
He's trying to bleed out.
Taking all that money from those poor people who contribute to the church and buying himself lavish.
That's not what it... It says his lavish spending comes from his specialty pharmacy for hemophiliacs.
Whatever. I don't think that's making any money.
Special pharmacy.
I guarantee it comes from...
He comes from his... It goes from his special pharmacy.
That's all weed.
Emo's got one.
In other words, he sells weed and ecstasy. That's basically what he does.
Yeah, Emo's got a special pharmacy.
He sells ecstasy. That's what that means.
I used to have a special pharmacy.
And meth.
So, you used to have a special pharmacy.
Oh, I'll tell you what, right? Go on. I'll be right back. I've just remembered something.
Okay, great.
I'll be back in a minute.
Cool.
Yay. See ya. See ya.
Well, he's very happy about something.
Yay.
Something that he can take that doesn't break his rules of detox, perhaps.
Detox? What's he detoxing?
He's detoxing.
From what?
Just for shits and giggles.
Is that why he's not drinking?
Yeah.
So maybe he's an alcoholic and he's detoxing.
Maybe a little bit.
So why didn't he say that instead of us forcing him to drink?
We're not forcing him to drink.
Yeah, but he said, next time I'll be drunk. We don't want that.
Yeah, he wants to... Well, he's going to start drinking again. Oh. He's trying to quit smoking.
Yeah, but...
What do you want?
Quit smoking, don't drink for a month.
Are you on the master cleanse? What are you doing?
That works. Basically, no, I just put one patch on every 2 days.
Oh, a patch.
That's not cleansing.
Yeah. Well, no, but it stops me smoking.
He's trying to quit smoking.
I'm trying to do a good thing, Chris.
Just keep smoking, dude. Might as well be happy in life. You know, what are you going to quit?
The others.
Who? What others? What others? Cancer? You're going to die anyway. Who cares? Just keep smoking.
Okay.
Smoke, drink, do whatever the hell it takes to make you happy.
I'm trying to now. I've just remembered I've got a little bit of ketamine left over from last weekend. So this might be interesting.
So ketamine is okay.
Well, no, but I'm sucking, aren't I? So, fuck it.
Oh, come on. No, you're fine. You're fine. No. You wouldn't suck, but you seem to be distracted. You're not really paying attention, which is fine, but...
Well, it's only a little bit, so I might as well... And apart from that, it might make for good radio.
And a drug I've never done.
You got any meth?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What about?
I wouldn't touch that. That's for really bad, losing people.
How about H? Some yam yam?
No.
How about white heroin?
I've never done crack either, but pretty much everything else.
What about some white
point
palace?
Or another. Sorry?
White palace?
Which is what?
Come on, you know a white palace.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Can I finish the story?
We're talking about a priest who does drugs, who sells ecstasy.
What's white palace?
Opium. Go ahead.
No.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
What drugs have you done, Chris? I know you haven't done any of you.
I've done the yam yam.
Right. When
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Do acid.
Oh, yeah, or acid. Mushrooms. That's what
you should get him some mushrooms, Heidi. You should sort him out some mushrooms. You don't even need to tell him. Just get him over and cook him a meal.
Heidi's mushroom days are over.
Well, she don't have to grab him. She can just give him you. It'll be like that Kenny versus Spenny when he was in that acid thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. that turned out to be better than... I mean, not that I don't trust Dweezler's recommendations, but that really turned out to be a gem.
What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was good.
Kenny versus Spenny.
Oh, that internet show?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's pretty funny. Like, see who can, like...
outdo each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know all about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Okay. So, back to the Episcopalian priest...
They stole that boxing idea from us. You know that, right? They boxed each other. They stole that from us.
Right, because nobody boxed.
I'm telling you, they stole it from us.
Because everybody knew about the Chaos Radio.
Yeah.
Is that the sound of doing ketamine?
No, just clear my nose.
Oh, okay.
Great. This is the sound of doing ketamine.
We have to hear him blowing his nose.
Shut up!
You ready?
Yes.
What is it, snorting coke?
Ketamine.
Coke. Yeah, you got to snort it. You can't ingest it.
He's snorting coke. That's what he's doing.
Sweet. when I went to Peter the last weekend, we had a load in my tent, and I was just a big fat mess, basically, and my mates had to walk me around the festival, and I looked at them at one point, and I thought, my mate Shelley and Ben, and I went, in my head, I went, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
Where are they taking me? But I thought, no, I sort of knew where I was, like at the festival. So I thought, no, they must be good people. They're here. It's full of good people.
Right.
I was a fucking mess. Shelley, what can you just explain to me what's just happened in the last 5 minutes? What's going on? And then next thing I know, who the fuck are these people literally dragging me? Because I was taking big steps but going nowhere.
Right.
Do you know how people walk on ketamine?
I don't.
Really over-exaggerated sort of Monty Python steps, but they go nowhere. It's fun.
That's awesome. I wish I could have seen it because I can just imagine how silly you are.
Yeah. Did you like the photos?
I loved all of the photos. Yeah, so Cockney went to this music festival, and you know what? The photos reminded me of very much of the Bonnaroo festival here.
Yeah, you went to Bonnaroo?
Who are you talking to then? It's all gone quiet again. I get paranoid now if it goes quiet.
No, it's not you. He's really... Chris is really being obnoxious.
What are you talking about? I'm not saying anything. I got excited that you went
to
Bonnaroo.
You know what? I had him come over because I wanted to show somebody the new television.
Right.
Because nobody's seen it. And so it's kind of like this, I've got this great thing, but there's nobody to show it to. So it makes sense to have this guy over. But whatever.
So I was looking at Top World Orange quotes to say, because that's what Chris said I should do last time, but I couldn't find any decent ones just to read out at random points.
Which quotes?
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Just do it?
But I couldn't. Well, no, I was just reading through them then, and they just didn't make any sense.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me? There's like 1,000 good lines in that movie.
All right, go on.
IMDb, right?
I am. I've just done it.
Just start reading from the quotes.
All right, just let it load back up.
Just start reading.
Read? Jesus.
Yeah.
Alright. Welly, 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 well. To what do I owe this extreme pleasure? Oh, I'll fucking go over there. I can't
see. It's like watching the movie.
This surprising visit. My TV is stupid. I've got me computer set on this 42-inch telly, and I've got to drag... The screen's too big for the size of the fucking computer, or whatever, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Alright, listen. Listen to me. You get ready. Let Heidi finish this story. You get ready. Get everything set, and then we're just going to sit here and listen to you recite the whole Clockwork Orange script. God, let Addy finish the story.
I was
kind of
hoping
really
to keep the show brief tonight.
Yeah, we'll keep
it. Or
you
can go out and just leave it on record.
Oh, right. That's true.
There you go.
In fact, I'm not doing that.
Damn it.
Okay, so let's finish this priest story, because this was like the one fucking good thing that I had.
It was a really good story, yeah.
He was temporarily suspended from his Pennsylvania parish and faces possible defrocking. The Diocese of Bethlehem had no comment about his arrest. The incident happened at the River Street Ale House in Luzerne, Pennsylvania, where Malia and two women were hanging out when, by chance, I'm getting a picture of the scene. River Street Ale House, it's in Pennsylvania, it's probably in a rural area.
Right.
I'm guessing. Right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about a high caliber of human being here.
Right.
Get that out of your mouth. So Malia and two women were hanging out when, by chance, his daughters and their boyfriends arrived. My father and one of the women started dancing, and they came over and they were swirling so close that they brushed my arm, Marilyn Malia said. They were kind of taunting me. I got really upset. I looked at my dad and threw my beer in his face.
Wow.
It's a waste of beer.
High caliber human being.
You think she lives with her dad?
Probably not, no. They're estranged.
Oh, they're estranged.
Marilyn and her sister Amanda left the bar with the guys and were in a car when the priest approached with his friends. I felt bad for throwing the beer in his face, so I got out to try to talk to him, Marilyn said. One of Malia's pals, Angela Sweet, 26, stepped in and a fight broke out. When the daughter's boyfriends tried to intervene, the Reverend pulled out a gun, a police report says. He pointed it first at my sister's boyfriend, and then at my boyfriend, and my boyfriend, and told them to get out of there, Marilyn Malia says. Malia fled the scene with the two women in a black Jaguar, but was later arrested.
Damn. That's ridiculous, man.
I mean, insane.
What would your dad do?
But
if he
pulled the gun and told the boyfriend. I don't think the story is very good, because it's sort of out of order. But clearly, he pulls a gun, he tells the boyfriends to get lost, and then supposedly his gal pals, as it were, that's what they say, I don't particularly care for that term,
right.
His gal pals beat the shit out of his two daughters, while he kept the boyfriends tied up with the handgun.
That's awesome right there. That's the way, that's raw dog, man. That's getting back at your daughter for being estranged. You want to leave my nest? This is what happens.
Somebody's PMing me, asking me if I'm circumcised.
Ask him if you're circumcised. Who is it?
They're asking me if I'm circumcised.
Oh. Who is it? What's the name of the person?
Left the room. Panther Dangerous. Well, are you? No, I'm not.
Good for you.
I'm uncircumcised.
More sensation that way.
Yes.
Cockney knows what I'm talking about.
What was that, dude? Sorry.
You're not circumcised, are you?
Me, no.
Exactly, because you're a Brit. Brits don't get circumcised.
Great. Another armadillo.
That's right. Good for you, man.
Initiative comes to those who wait.
So what would you do if your dad walked into a club and you're there hanging out? What would happen?
Me or Heidi?
No, Heidi.
If my dad walked into a club?
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't friends with my dad?
No, just in general, what would happen?
Nothing. I'm sure one of us would leave.
One of you would leave?
Well, who wants to hang out in a bar that their dad is in?
What would you do if your
Wouldn't
dad...
you wonder what your dad was doing in a gay bar?
Well, if it was a gay bar.
What does that mean?
My father would never be in a gay bar, but whatever.
Oh, would he?
Okay, mystery man. International man of mystery.
Have you tried that yet?
No, I have not, but I did enjoy it, the retelling. I'll let you go ahead and talk.
Vidi well, little brother, vidi well. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're reading your lines now, right?
Keep going.
Well, I was just then, yeah. You want me to read to you?
Read a whole scene.
No, you said you had...
Well, I've just got a memorable quotes page. That's all it is.
God, you're so unprepared.
But wait.
Well, what?
You said you had... you had a topic.
Well, no, that was... No, not really.
He's
that
off.
Was that 20 pence
off. Just put him on silent.
Oh, the 20 pence thing? That was
yeah,
your...
but you don't know what our currency is, so it doesn't matter.
But you explained it.
Well, yeah, badly.
No.
I'm not reading that. I can't be asked. I really need to drink, I think.
No, you don't. You can go to bed, actually, because I would rather you didn't drink. I would feel terrible if you started
I've got
drinking.
Nothing to drink.
Oh, well,
that's why I took the drugs, because I've got nothing to drink and nothing to smoke in the house.
And how did the drugs do you?
They went up, and they're probably circulating now. Mm-hmm. And as soon as something happens, I shall let you know.
Okay, excellent. I had to yell at Chris because I said, was that the sound of you doing the ketamine? And you go, no, this is the sound of me doing the ketamine. And he starts just talking incessantly. And I'm shushing him, and he just keeps talking. Well, actually, I was trying to give him the, like, cut sign. Like, you should stop talking now.
You were not giving me a cut sign.
I was telling you to stop. I'm like, no, no, no. And you just kept talking. Didn't you not hear him say this is the sound of me doing ketamine?
I heard it.
So we could have missed it.
Well, I didn't miss it.
I'm trying to do a radio show. Maybe I want the sound of him snorting ketamine.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I'm just trying to warm up here.
I'll leave you a voicemail next time.
Oh, voicemails!
Thank you. See what I did there?
Yeah, right, I see what you did right there. It's time for your voicemails. Get that microphone. It's time for your voicemails. Voicemail, voicemail. I know you don't like it.
The mic?
Yeah.
No, it is good. It was a different song. You sang a different tune. You need to sing the voicemails. We love it when we get your voicemails.
Voicemails.
That's better.
I love it when we get your voicemails.
That's better.
Okay, good. I think that...
Do the Wonder Bro plug with it.
Thank you for reminding me to do the Wonder Bro plug. Wonderbros.com, Wonder Bros!
That microphone is the best thing in the world. I need to get me one of them. It's really bad.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Recap of
okay, wait.
The week. Tonight's recap is for
so wait,
Transformers.
This first thing I don't want.
And directed by Michael Bay. I've yet to see
wait,
the,
why
the,
is this?
So,
this is not what I wanted.
Out now. I'm finally safe this weekend.
I'm going to unplug me for a sec.
No,
so
I'll do it. Okay, I'll turn you down here. That wasn't what I wanted, though. Fuck. Why does everything fail?
You didn't have enough time to prepare tonight.
Yeah, and then, you know, I did have time, and I didn't find the fucking... This is bullshit. Now this says... It's not there.
Well, where would it go?
I recorded all the voicemails, and now they're gone. Why is this happening?
I'm sorry. What are you looking at me?
I put the start of the show off to get all the voicemails recorded, and I saved them, and they're gone.
How many voicemails?
Like 6.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, 4 of them were from Deej.
Oh. Freaking Deej, you gotta find something to do, buddy.
He's prolific.
I mean, seriously.
I love that.
Okay, here. No.
You gotta raise the volume of that computer.
I did.
Not there.
Yeah.
On the board.
No, no more. No, it's where it's supposed to be. Fuck.
Dag Nanit. Heidi. God.
This sucks.
Maybe we can take a break and sort it all out.
No, what's the point?
Let's just abuse Cockney for the rest of the night. That'll probably save the show.
I'm starting to regret this whole show. Do you guys know Arturo Gatti died?
Good.
Hey.
What? Who is he? I don't know him.
He's a boxer.
Former champion Arturo Gatti, who was scheduled to testify in a trial in New York this week in a lawsuit filed against the New York State Athletic Commission by former opponent Joey Gamache, has been found dead in northeastern Brazil, according to several reports. Gatti, 37, was on a second honeymoon with his wife and 10-month-old baby when his blood-stained body was found in an apartment in Porto de Galinhas. Gaines, the Canadian Broadcasting Company reported. Oh, the CBC reports it.
They're accurate. CBC never gets anything wrong.
Right off the bat. They get it. And what's this on, Daily News?
Still don't care about him.
Okay. A police investigation is underway and foul play is suspected. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun. Gotti so was... if we rehearse that.
I know. Gatti was found in his underwear with bloodstains on his neck and the back of his head at about 6 a.m. Saturday morning, according to the CBC. Gatti, who was raised in Montreal and was one of the most exciting fighters in the sport, was...
So obviously a hit, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think
did
absolutely.
Your people do it?
Chris? Has to be a hit, I think. What? Did my people do it? What are you talking about?
The family.
What family? My brother, Paul? Does he have to do anything?
Who's wrong? Paulie.
Are they... Emo Tony says his chick killed him.
Women are to blame for everything. Anytime a man dies...
I don't think the wife did
with
it.
A woman.
That's... The wife didn't do it.
I don't think so, no.
I think it was a hit.
I think this had to do with the fact that he was supposed to testify against this other fighter.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck
How
yeah.
old was he? Was he like an old man?
37.
Or?
He's 37.
Oh,
He just retired like 2 years ago.
Yeah, 37.
What was his name again?
Arturo Gatti. He had some big fights against this guy, Mickey Ward, who's this Irish fighter.
No. I'm not a massive
He fought Oscar De La Hoya a bunch of times.
Is that the one who wears
Floyd
tats?
Mayweather?
Yeah. Mickey Ward.
Did you say, is that the one that wears pants?
That's tights. Women's pantyhose.
No, that's not him. Don't you follow Ricky Hatton?
No, that's Oscar De La Hoya, isn't it?
Don't you follow Ricky Hatton?
Yeah, I Ricky Hatton, fair enough. But Oscar De La Hoya, who you mentioned before, is the one that wears women's pantyhose, whatever you call them, isn't it?
Does he?
I don't know.
He had the photos taken in him.
Joe Namath did that once. He did a commercial for pantyhose.
Yeah,
but... Those are sexy legs.
Someone back me up in the chat room here. Who's the boxer that had the photo taken him? Some bird's fucking... jobs.
Nobody's saying anything to you in the chat room.
I know. Absent made a comment about Bag Nanit, and it's not Bag Nanit, it's Dag Nanit.
No idea. Dude, what just
me and you.
What about Dag Burn It? What about Burn Ding It?
Yeah, if you want. Job.
This show sucks.
So you think it was a hit then, right?
I definitely think the guy
stab or shot because they didn't even really say anything.
Maybe bludgeoned with a dull object.
Bludgeoned.
They said blood stains, but they don't say gunshot.
See, if it was bludgeoned,
they don't say knife wound.
If it was bludgeoned, that could be his wife.
The dull object was his wife.
Yeah, bludgeoned is not a hitman.
Okay.
A hitman's either strangled.
But it doesn't say. It doesn't say. It just
stabbed.
Blood stains on his neck and the back of his head.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Maybe he was doing something to her.
Yeah, and she hit him with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only other... Yeah, but you know what? Why would he do that? He had that 10-month-old baby with him. That's impossible.
No.
Maybe the baby did it.
Maybe. Maybe it was Finster
baby.
Maybe
the baby's like Stewie.
Finsta.
Maybe it was a Finsta baby. It wasn't really a baby. It was like a really small dwarf that looks like a baby. And robs banks.
They pulled the old bait and switch on him.
Yeah.
And they replaced his baby with a...
With Finsta.
With an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cigar-smoking baby.
Yeah. It shaves.
Right. Where was I? Gatti, who was raised in Montreal and was one of the most exciting fighters in the sport, was scheduled to testify in Gamache's trial on a lawsuit charging negligence by the NYSAC at the weigh-in for the February. Oh, they're not going to kill him over that.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not going to kill him for that. At the weigh-in for the February 2000 fight that left Gamachi... that left Gamachi nearly dead from head trauma and with permanent brain damage.
Because they got into a fight at the weigh-in?
At the weigh-in for the February 2000 fight that left Gamachi nearly dead. So they charged that there was negligence at the weigh-in. So maybe, like, that the weigh-in wasn't accurate.
Right, and this testimony would have
in the fight
fucked up his chances of getting money, and they probably killed him. Yeah, this is definitely a hit.
Gotti had knocked Gamachi down twice in the first round, then rendered him senseless in the second round of their fight at Madison Square Garden. According to Gamachi, Gotti was as much as 19 pounds overweight for the 141-pound fight.
Oh, I see that.
I feel sad. He did a lot for boxing, Gamachi said Saturday when he learned of Gotti's death. Gamachi said this, the one with permanent brain damage.
Tamagotchi said what?
Tamagotchi said, feed me, I'm hungry. And clean up my shit. And give me a bath. Because I got flies coming off me, motherfucker.
That's what the buzzing is. It's the flies. You haven't fed your Tamagotchi.
Right. He had a lot of memorable fights. People will never forget what he did for boxing. He started his professional career in 1991 and won the United States Boxing Association Junior Lightweight title and successfully defended it twice. He also won the International Boxing Federation's World Junior Lightweight title. Gotti, 40-9 and 31 knockouts, was best known for his three Pier 6 brawls with Mickey Ward in 2002 and 2003.
Well, it'd be sorely missed anyway.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. No, it's definitely, he's one of my favorite fighters of all time.
Because
he was really entertaining, you know, like all his fights were really entertaining.
Did he do jazz hands?
Huh?
Did he do jazz hands?
What's jazz hands?
Jazz hands.
Did he do jazz hands?
Like this.
Why would he do jazz hands? He broke his hands and he kept fighting a couple times.
Idiot!
What?
Why would you continue fighting with broken
Because
hands?
He wanted to win. And he did win.
That? Yeah, and then he ended up with fucking cabbage hands.
No, he kept fighting after that. He had other matches.
So Cockney, tell us about what you're doing tomorrow.
Okay, so there's we're getting all dressed up as zombies.
How do you dress up as a zombie?
Well, I don't know. I've got some PVA glue over there and some women's makeup. And we're going to try and make myself look like a zombie. I'll send you photos and I'll put them on Lunatic Radio and whatnot. And it's the Guinness World Record for the most amount of people, zombies, in one place. So we're doing that and hopefully it'll be fun.
And you'll take lots of pictures of that.
Lots and lots of pictures for it. It's going to be on telly as well. Not on telly, they're filming it for some film or something.
They don't do anything like that here.
No, they're going to.
Zombie Fest?
In October, in America somewhere. I'm not sure where.
See that?
But it says here, parts of the walk will be filmed and sent to the USA where they will use footage for a new zombie film in production. Tom Savina of Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Dust Till Dawn and others has shown interest and said he may attend the event.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then after the walk, we've got a zombie ball to go to at some nightclub, which I'm not going to go to because I'm not drinking and they've got special drink promotion, blah, blah, blah.
Just drink, dude. Screw it.
He's trying to quit smoking.
Screw it.
So,
well, no, it's called willpower, Chris.
It's gonna end. It's gonna make your night so shitty because everyone's gonna be drinking and you're not. Just drink.
Well, no,
he's
I'm not
going.
Going. Out
he said he's not going.
Why not?
Because he's not drinking.
Dude, you gotta go. You
shut
gotta
up,
go,
Chris. Shut
well,
up.
Well, no, I'm not going to the club.
Do Manchester proud.
Dude, fuck off. I'm not a mank.
What?
He's not a mank. He's a cockney.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I pay attention.
I know. I'm not from Liverpool.
What does that even mean? Oh, he's not from Liverpool. No, I forgot.
No, Chris. That was thank for Heidi. I'm a cockney from London, not a mank from Manchester.
London sucks, dude. We're talking about Manchester here.
London sucks?
Yeah, you know Manchester so much better than London.
Sort of. Let's not all get into this again.
Sort of. See, he said it.
Well, no, it is. It's just the people are nicer. That's all.
Well, in Manchester, right?
Yeah, well, just Northern England in general.
Right.
I mean,
London's just a bunch of tourists.
Well, the centre is. I mean, the actual city of London is something like 1 square mile.
Come on, dude. Why are you living in Manchester? Because it's better, right?
Sort of.
Thank you. Manchester's so much better than London.
You've never been there.
For all the things I hear.
There's better films made about London than what there is Manchester.
Right, exactly. It's the way they paint the picture.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, what films have you got set in London? You got Oliver.
Right. Wait, were you saying something to me before that about you don't live in Liverpool? Because I said something at one time that I thought you lived in Liverpool.
Yes, but I support Liverpool.
Because you support Liverpool. Well, I'm a Cockney Scouse. That gets a little bit confusing.
Wait, why do you support Liverpool?
Because I'm basically a Cockney Scouser living in Manchester. I support Liverpool because my old man did, my father, and my older brother, and I was young and impressionable, and just followed them as I was growing up.
Oh, are you talking about the soccer team?
You know what we...
No, I'm talking about football.
I had no idea what he was talking about.
Oh, God. How could you not know?
I didn't know what he was saying because he supports Liverpool. I didn't know what he meant.
London doesn't have a big-ass clock, Absinthe.
London's club is awful.
And the actual bell in the that makes a bong, that's what's called Big Ben.
Right. Right, that's all they got is Big Ben.
Yeah, they got a bell.
And a bunch of limey bastards.
Oh, come on now, dirty little wire tie man. That's not very nice.
So why don't you live in Liverpool?
Why don't you come here and suck my dick?
Wait.
How come you don't live in Liverpool?
Absinthe says, did you say London has a big-ass bong?
Yeah. Liverpool's a fucking shithole, mate. It's really, really bad. That's why there's no films made of Liverpool.
Do you ever go to Liverpool games?
We had covered this last time. Now and again, yes. The drugs update, they seem to be working a bit.
Oh, okay, good.
But not massively.
But sadly, you're
enough for me to start ranting.
Are you upset that that everyone's leaving Manchester United? Oh wait, Michael Owen went to Manchester United.
I'm fucking devastated about that. Why did not Benitez sign him back?
Don't you think Owen is overrated? He's sick. He stinks. He hasn't done anything in years.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Come on, when's the last time Michael Owen did anything?
Yeah, true. He's had some bad luck with injuries. This is good because now every American that listens to this, getting our own back from all the time that I have to listen to your fucking sport talk, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I heard that when after Michael Owen signed at Manchester, that first day, no one bought his jersey.
Well, as a United fan, you wouldn't. It's like there are mortal enemies, you know?
Yeah, how could they sign somebody from
they signed them from Newcastle because Newcastle got relegated.
Yeah, but
they got him for fuck all, and it's like they're going to offer him pay to play. That's like £25,000 a game, which is fuck all. It's ridiculous. Why Benitez is a fucking fat Spanish waiter? He should have signed him.
What about Ronaldo? He left to go to Spain. How do you feel about that?
Good fucking riddance. Fucking greasy little bick.
Everybody's going. He's a cunt. Everyone's going to Madrid. It's ridiculous.
80 million.
Yeah,
do you know how much 80 million is? That's more than what I earn
that's
in
80
10
million
months.
Euros too. It's not $80 million. That's real.
No,
deal.
80 million pound.
Oh, it's 80 million pounds? Well, that's still better than a dollar.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not on the euro.
I forgot.
That's too much money.
It's a lot
that's
of freaking
ridiculous.
Money.
Someone should just shoot him. That's it. That's all you should do. Chris, have a word with one of the family that doesn't exist and get someone to just fucking shoot him.
I don't have that. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't know what you mean by getting someone to shoot somebody in my family. That's doesn't exist for me.
But no, it's yeah, it's good.
All right.
Can we do a soccer preview when the season starts? Can we do a football
Chris!
Preview?
Right, and Heidi, in fact, and anyone else, do you remember when I joined your fantasy football thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that was atrocious. You had no idea what you were doing.
I couldn't figure out how to use it, right? Yeah. So I'm a member of
fantasy football?
Fantasy soccer thing. I'll send Heidi a link. I'll send you a link as well.
All right, yeah, I'm down.
You can come in. Yeah, we've got like about 20 of us who normally go in this league.
I'm picking Kaká. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's only the Premiership.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you can't have Kaká.
Kaká.
What about Serie A? Why don't you get Serie A in there?
Because I'm not Italian.
That sucks, man.
I live in England. Why don't you play Aussie rules?
See, that Italian coach took over Chelsea, right? I'm all for Chelsea. That's my favorite English Premier team.
Well, yeah, you're gonna be a bit disappointed.
They're rebuilding, man. I'm telling you, they're gonna be dominant once again.
What do you mean once again?
They're gonna be dominant.
They bought their way to like three or four titles.
So does Manchester United.
No, they didn't. They did it the hard way.
This is capitalism, man. They make money, they spend it. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and they lose it. How much are the Glazers in debt at United?
I don't know how much.
800 million or whatever it is. AIG's going up its own arse. Jen, you mentioned something.
Yeah,
about
and
that,
they're still sponsoring Manchester United, right? AIG?
Yeah,
that's
now.
Crazy.
They want to know if they can get their bonuses now.
Right.
They're like, okay, everything back to normal? Can we get our bonuses?
Can we still sponsor Manchester
Would
United?
Would now be a good time for me to show my boobs?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway.
No, wait, because your cam's frozen. Oh, no, sorry, I just had
asking?
It on pause.
Someone ask?
No.
So then why would you say that?
I'm just trying to break up the conversation.
Oh, sorry. Just two old chums talking about football.
Aren't your mate, Sunshine?
All right. Let's take a break.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam and flat blast both of you. I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx home. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Did fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet, cause you ain't got nothing in. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Huh? He's with the juice. You know, I gave you silk suits, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, cause you still young. That's right, you still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know, I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out of here.
Baby, what have I done? Gone and left you all alone. It's hard for me to sing this song. We've been together for...
Heidi Show, everybody. Welcome back to the Heidi Show.
You sound so happy.
Well, not really.
Why? Because I'm here?
No, I'm tired. Things aren't really flowing. I didn't do any prep for this show. I'm listening to your fucking mic cable humming for some unknown
You make it like it's
reason.
My fault or something.
No, it's not your fault, but I don't know why it's doing that.
But I contributed. Is that what you're thinking?
Somehow.
Somehow it is my fault.
Everything's Chrissy's fault.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
Oh yeah, you always forget that he's there, you know. And then he just comes. Are you gonna start reading? Are you gonna start reading?
No,
Chicago
I'll stop reading. I'll stop reading.
Come Who's... on, man.
Heidi.
Yes.
Your hair looks beautiful, my dear.
It does.
Yes.
You know what you can do? At least read the first scene. That's the best one when he's like he's hanging out with his friends, drinking milk.
Chris, say it's me, Mario. It's a me, Mario.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I call myself Mario? I'm not Mario.
What do you mean? Where's my man there? Where's my man there?
I don't sound like that. I don't sound like that.
What do you mean?
Yay.
Oh, we're not making fun of me here. We're making fun of you. Say, it's me, Mario.
I won't do that.
Oh, you will.
Put the pizza in the oven. Pick up the things on the floor and put them over there.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus!
Just lonely here, thinking about the muslin paper boy, wishing he'd come by and bring me some good news.
I love that guy.
That's not relevant.
I know. I just like doing it because everyone wants me to say something else, but I'm not going to say it.
MCLI wants you to say, "That's a spicy meatball."
MCLI, what's he doing? Is he still in New Mexico?
No, he's here, but he's moving back.
Why? Why are you moving back? Were you that enchanted by the enchanted land?
He's been enchanted by the land of enchantment. He wants to go back to Big Sky Country and see the Purple Mountain's majesty. Something like that.
I'm on a massive delay with the video, the chat room, and everything.
I'm sorry.
It's only just come up. That's a spicy meatball.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh, the audio.
About 5 seconds ago. No, the audio's fine.
Oh, no, the chat room.
I mean, I can... Yeah.
Well, that blows. I'm really sorry about the... whatchamacallit?
The job.
What job?
The voicemails. I'm really sorry to everybody who left a voicemail.
Oh, Hardy, don't beat yourself up about it.
She'll
okay.
play them next week. What the hell is the big deal?
They'll be there somewhere. You'll find them.
But then people are going to be bitching and complaining.
Where was the voicemails?
Why are the voicemails now so long this week and blah, blah, blah.
So long. You're going to play all four of Deej's voicemails?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Kieran didn't play the one that I've got my daughter to leave for him on Lunatic Radio.
Didn't?
No.
What's wrong with him?
Wanker.
Seriously.
Frick.
Is he back from wherever he was?
Yeah, he's back. That's ridiculous.
I know. What a cunt. Go on.
Yeah, that was a great idea, actually. Wasted on him, obviously.
Yeah. What'd you do? I'll get her to leave it as a voicemail for you.
What'd you do, Cockney?
I win.
What'd you do? What
did you do? I've got my daughter, Rebecca. She's 10.
You have a kid? Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. They cut a bit off me and grew it in a tube somewhere or something. No, that'd be a clone. Anyway, I've got my daughter to phone in and leave her a voicemail on the drunk call hotline.
Yeah.
And what did it say, Heidi? Go on, sing something and I'll remember it.
Something in the moon that catches my eye. Shadow of a lover goes dancing by. Looking for a little bit of love to grow. So give me
a little heart and soul.
So what did your daughter say?
Give me a little heart and soul.
But she said...
Give a little bit of heart and soul. Give a little bit of love to grow. Give a little bit of heart and soul. And don't you make me beg for more.
Okay, what'd she say?
This time I need to know. we are the children of the future. We are the adults of the future. We are the children of now. And then there was another line I can't remember. But then she said, "Oh, and Kieran, stop sending me JPEGs."
Oh, because he's paranoid that he's going to get in trouble for child pornography.
That was just a joke.
So maybe he's afraid that the cops are going to be tipped off to the fact that in reality he is looking at kiddie porn.
You know who put it in his head, though? The other fucking guy.
Rock?
Yeah.
No, stop it.
Totally.
No, I don't think so.
He's Rock more paranoid what? Than anybody else.
He's saying Rock made put that in Kieran's head to be paranoid about that.
Well, maybe that's what we should all change our little status at the bottom on the LR ball to. Kieran is a kiddie fiddler.
Oh, you know what we're trying to do?
Yeah, let's do that and really freak him out.
Cockney, are you on Twitter?
Am I in a clear?
Are you on Twitter?
Are you on... do you have a clitoris?
Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Chris from BJ Radio, he's trying to... he's launching a campaign to make Shatcock the number one trending topic on Twitter.
What does that mean, trending topic?
Means if you go on Twitter, right, and you look to your right,
why
there's trending...
Why does it have to have the number?
Because apparently that's how it gets picked up. So make that a trending topic, everybody.
Shack I have up. No idea what you're talking about.
If you're on Twitter, just type the words...
Why does the pound sign or the number sign right. make it more...
I don't know why, but it just does.
I don't understand that.
I don't know either. I just go along with the crowd on this one. I trust the other people that understand, because I certainly don't.
If you don't understand it, then you should.
So let's call Chris right now and ask him.
What a trending topic is.
Right.
I mean, I get trend.
Well, you get what the trending topic is, but you don't get why the number sign is
why
so...
Why does it have to be a number sign in front of
necessary.
It? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Apparently it is.
What significance does the number sign have?
Heidi, absent can call in and explain. Does that mean I have to hang up?
Okay, Absent. Yeah. Give us a call.
Excellent.
Well, you don't have to hang up, but you'll get hung up on. Or you'll get put on hold.
No, you can put them on at the same time.
No, you can't.
There's conferencing.
Doesn't work.
What are you
Chris,
talking about?
Produce that. See if that works. Do you know how to do it, Chris?
I don't have.
He doesn't know. He just says.
I can't man the control. I know that it's possible. I've done it in the past.
Hardy, wait. Chris.
What?
Oh,
he hung up on us.
Oh, good for him.
Like, I guess you cleared it.
Like, that does absolutely nothing for me.
I also just changed my signature on the Lunatic Radio message board to Kieran is a kitty fiddler.
God. So, everyone go on Twitter and put the pound sign and Shackcock. S-H-A-Q-C-O-C-K. Shackcock.
Shack's cock.
Shackcock.
Are you sure?
It's just Shackcock. I'm pretty positive it's Shackcock.
The Heidi Show. The space Heidi space show. Or I'm not sure. Maybe you have to use Heidi 137. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I changed it. I don't know!
I'm kidding. But you're busting my balls that I don't know. And then here you are. You don't even know your handle. What is your Skype handle?
Acme says it's Heidi 137.
Oh, that clears it up for us.
You're worse at the Cockney accent than I am, I think.
No one's as good at the accent as Cockney is.
Claims he's losing his accent.
Did you ever think maybe that's not his real accent? He's just making... He's actually from California, and he's making that up.
Where is it? Yeah, it only gives me three choices. It gives me answer, decline, or chat.
That's weird. Anyway, let him answer the question.
Hello? I can't hear him. Can't hear you. No.
What are you going to do with this? Throw it out?
I can't hear him. Can you hear him?
I can't hear a word.
No, I can't hear
Can't him. Understand. There it is.
Hello?
Yes.
Ah, sorry.
Okay.
So, on Twitter, you, everything is, like when you start with at Heidi,
yes.
The at symbol identifies that you are about to use the Twitter username. And it's the same thing with the hashtag, which is the pound sign. When you put the hashtag in front of it, it identifies that this is a hashtag. And then people can search by that hashtag and get a list of anybody who is... It's just a list of all the tweets that have been made with that hashtag.
I see. But, so, there is... So, that's this, that was what I wanted to know. Like, what was the significance of it? But Twitter then recognizes that and keeps it separate from other things like an at reply.
Exactly.
I just, see.
That's how it's marked, is it marks it with the hashtag. And a lot of other services, like Jaiku and everything, they use the hashtag too. So
Jaiku.
And now we know what the hashtag means. Thank you, Absent, for answering.
Are you going to Twitter Shackcock?
I haven't seen Shack's cock, no.
But are you going to Twitter it?
No. Why would I want to Twitter about Shack's cock?
Because you have to listen to the show. That's all we talked about for three hours.
So on the BJ Radio show this past week, they talked about Shack's cock and what women
could, what woman could
what
handle,
woman could handle
Shack's, cock.
Shack's cock.
And I said someone like Tyra Banks.
Right.
I threw up Oprah just to say Oprah.
Sure.
So, I don't know. So, what do you think?
I don't know. I think anybody who did the game Shack Fu should just be shot.
Shack.
Well, that's true. We get all products coming from Shack really awful. Like that genie movie he did that was ridiculous.
Right.
Shazam.
Yeah,
Shazam.
Right. It, all he needs to do is just stick to basketball and he's fine.
Right. So I asked Chris, I said, I don't think I could take Shaq's cock. And I said, Chris, do you think I could take Shaq's cock? And he said, I think you could do anything.
Have you seen Shaq's cock? Is it like a huge cock? Or
no.
It's about 13 inches.
Well, one can only imagine, really.
It's about 13 inches.
How do you know that?
How do you know, Chris?
I hear things.
But it's like this, right?
What?
Girth-wise?
No. It's actually...
It's like this.
It's a pencil size.
So you're just guessing that Shaq has a huge cock?
No, no, no. I've heard
that it's a pencil, a 13-inch long pencil.
It's thin but big.
So then anybody could take it, stupid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking you.
Well, just saying. It never happened unless there's pictures. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So if you just heard the rumor that Shaq
it's
has
not the
a
rumor.
Cock,
I've heard confirmed reports.
MCLI says, so it's a kielbasa.
Something like that. There you go. Yeah, that's more like...
Okay, bye, Tourette's Radio.
It's not an arm, you know? It's a kielbasa.
No, but I'm saying I would imagine that Shaq's cock would
like
be...
Like a third arm?
Like this. Like my arm right here.
The size of the arm, too? No, I think it's a
I'm
little...
I'm thinking like this much, like this big.
No.
And like this
No,
thick.
You're off. You're way off. That's too small. No.
I'm just saying, if he's got to go bigger. All the way out of the way to do Shazam and Shaq Fu, the man's probably compensating for something.
He's That's not, I'm telling you. Anyway, Twitter Shaq Cock, next time you get a chance. We're trying to get his attention. Let's see what he says.
So I'm looking now at my options here on the call window. I don't have the add to conference option for you.
That's a little weird. I don't know what to say about that.
Are you using the Mac version or Windows?
Mac.
See, I don't know. They updated the Windows version, and it's really easy to do, but you should be able to do it.
So it's doable, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to. When I did our show, we'd have like 5-6 people
right.
in there at one time.
That's what I'm saying.
But not on the Mac.
You can do it on the Mac. I just off the top of my head, I just don't know how to do it. Right. I could look and find out, but it's boring radio to do it right now.
Yeah, I know exactly. So we'll talk about it, I guess. I don't think about it except when I'm doing the show. So, you know. I have a lot of fucking pressure in my face right now. All right. Yeah, I know. All right. My face is about to explode.
What?
I have a lot of pressure in my face right now.
What does that even mean?
What else should I sing into the microphone?
Something for him. He wants something. Go ahead. Give him something. Give him a parting gift.
A parting gift. Boy.
You called him with information. You deserve a parting gift.
It wouldn't be a parting gift. It wouldn't be ending the show, except that I didn't want to do a long show tonight because I didn't have any material. And I feel like a douchebag. That's all.
Well, it's okay. It's still a good show.
But give me something to sing.
Blondie. I don't know. I've had Blondie in my head all week.
Oh, she hates Blondie. Don't you?
I hate Blondie?
Yeah, don't you hate Blondie?
No, who said I hated Blondie?
Oh, I thought you hated Blondie.
She is a Blondie. Look at her.
Look at me, will ya?
It's white, actually. It's not blonde.
It's blonde.
No, it's awesome. It's like hyper white. No.
Next, I think she needs to put some pink highlights in there.
No.
Why not?
Just like in the front. Maybe like pink just across the tip of the
front. Or blue.
No, I don't need to do that.
Pink
like
or blue.
The way it is. If I do anything else, it's going to be
magenta.
Like black. Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Why would
that
you do
would
that?
That would be nice.
Yeah, black,
I think black
would be cool.
Would go good.
Totally.
Right. The stripe down the middle, maybe?
Like a racing stripe?
Or two.
Like tire tracks.
Flames! Flames! How about flames?
Oh, that would be awesome. Right.
How about wings on the side?
Yeah, wings. Red flames, yeah.
Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Whose birthday is it?
Happy birthday.
Is it MCLI's birthday?
Happy birthday, dear Jen Jen Fucker.
Who?
Jen Jen Fucker!
Oh, hi Jen Jen Fucker.
Happy birthday.
I like Jen Jen Fucker.
Wait, I gotta do this. To you.
Wow, your voice is actually tolerable in that mic.
easy.
The cats are banging over there.
Like, really banging? Or just, like, banging on boxes or something?
No, they get it on.
That's
awesome. Jen Jen says she's in love with my angelic voice. Oh, no, she probably meant yours.
I think that's you.
No, that's you.
What about me?
Not you don't have an angelic voice.
What do I have?
You have like some kind of like mud monster.
Oscar the Grouch. I have an Oscar the Grouch voice.
Yeah.
Chris, I will mail you a dollar right now if you will just say it's a me, Mario.
Come on, man. No, I'm not doing that.
He won't be belittled in that way.
It's ridiculous. I fight stereotypes all the time.
I wish I had that problem.
Really?
If I had a stereotype, I'd embrace it.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate my ethnicity. I really can't stand it.
Yeah, I'm not really crazy about Italians either.
Yeah, so I've done my whole life. I've tried to avoid being part of that clique, and I think I did a pretty good job, actually.
You gotta just embrace it, though. I mean, like the only thing I fit into is like being a fat guy, and. You know, you just got to embrace it, you know.
I'm trying not to. I don't want to. I did when I was a kid, and then I got sick of it. I didn't want to be in that stereotype anymore, so I got rid of pretty much everybody. I would say maybe like two people left in my life that still are the stereotypic, like, you know, Italian Guinea guys, and I try to avoid it as much as possible. I can't, you know, my voice is my voice. What am I going to do? You know, when I'm on the radio, like when I'm doing this, it's more relaxed, but I actually get rid of it completely when I'm working.
Yeah, yeah, your work voice is more...
Yeah.
It's less identifiable that you're like a...
Yeah, and I don't know if I can actually get up to doing that for this.
But you'll never feel like yourself because trying to change... You can't change who you are.
Well, who am I? I'm not this Guido guy from Brooklyn. That's not me. That's not me. I don't drive a Cadillac Eldorado.
Jen says you sound like you should be a soprano, and MCLI says asks if you're having Z Cavarici flashbacks.
No, I'm not. I'm sure he is, though. I could totally see him in Z Cavaricis. I bet he still wears them now.
Z Cavaricis with Capizios.
With Capizios.
Yeah.
I tried to avoid that. I only had one pair of Z Cavarici pants in my life. And I realized how ridiculous
they were. Were they black?
Forgot.
Were they
actually.
Brown? Were they chocolatey brown? Did they have pleats?
Tell the truth, you've got them in pleats, a box somewhere in the closet.
No, I definitely don't. I was like in seventh grade when I had them.
They had like that flat front yoke, and then the pleats were a little bit further down the leg so that they really puffed.
Yeah. Yeah, like MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
Dude, Hammer pants were awesome.
They were really comfortable. I had Hammer pants.
Did you?
Yeah, they were great.
Who didn't have Hammer pants?
Did you ever double dutch in your Hammer pants?
Yes, I did double dutch in my Hammer pants. That's right, everybody, on the double dutch champion.
For the 8th grade.
No. Grade, more like third grade. After school program at PS 81.
Junior high, you're doing the double.
No, it was not junior high. I didn't live in Bushwick anymore when I was in junior high. Mm. It was all about staying away from the Shorgies,
right?
And being protected. See, I didn't grow up around Italian people. I grew up around black people and Spanish people. So it's like. For me to be that you know, stereotypical guy,
yeah,
I just
feel more like the Spanish guy.
Yeah, like, you know, I like lobsters and shit, you know. You like balloons? Yo, Chris, you do that double dutch shit good, you know? You know, like that. That's who I know. You know? Yo, I like it, that shit you're doing, that rope and shit, you
I
know
like
what I'm saying?
It, that.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yo, Chris, you better than anybody we ever seen and shit. That's the way. That's what I heard.
I like how after you do it, you go. Who's that?
That was my damn phone.
Oh,
he's a popular guy.
Phone's ringing, and MCLI says so. He stayed away from the Schwuggies, but wore MC Hammer pants.
Well, yeah, because we're comfortable.
He's picking you apart now.
Well, because I lived among them, and I was like, wow, those pants are really cool. So I wore the pants. I didn't stay away from it. I had to keep myself safe.
You
from
were
shorts.
You played double dutch with the Hispanic girls.
Girls,
is that
yeah,
correct?
Mostly, yeah.
Right, because usually it's the black girls that do the double dutch.
Well, it was some black girls too, but mostly it was the Spanish girls.
I'm just not picking up on any beaner in that accent, though.
The Spanish girls needed me to win. That's why I joined them. And the black girls, like, I was, they were afraid of my skills.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
And did your, and Cockney wants to know, did you have the bouncy tits, too?
No, I didn't, actually. You know, I never had a bitch tits my whole life. I've never had, you know, and I've been fat, thin, but I've never had bitch tits.
You should try it. It's kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah. You don't need a woman when you got your own.
Wow, nice.
Maybe you can just close your eyes and imagine.
I should try that.
Yeah.
I should try that.
Or like, just like hold up a mirror that's just on your boob. So it's like isolated and like it, like
and
something
just,
else.
How about I just record
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. That's just my hand on some fine bitch's boobie right there.
How about I just record it? And then, like, play right. It over and over.
It's like The Stranger. If you just sit on your hand long enough, then it just feels just totally different.
Right. I've never done that. I've never let my hand fall asleep and, like, then try to masturbate. Have you ever done that?
No. But I can't imagine that really working for a girl.
Why? It would be just like someone's dumb tongue.
Yeah,
down there.
Someone's dumb tongue,
exactly. Right? I don't know where I'm going. Just like...
Right.
That's what it would feel like.
That doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, I didn't think it would.
You know who I saw on TV? I was surprised, actually. Now, you know Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
He seems to be improving.
I don't know. He was on Rescue Me, right?
He was on Rescue Me, but you couldn't really tell from Rescue Me because they had him like
in
a wheelchair. So it almost seemed like he was worse. But he's
probably got the same doctor as Magic Johnson.
Right. Well, he's probably doing something with stem cells now.
Well, even Muhammad Ali has his good days, so I'm sure he has his good days.
Yeah, he was on Letterman. He was on Letterman, and he came walking out totally fine.
What was he promoting?
He walked great. I think he was promoting a charity thing that he was working on. Right. Like, he went to Africa, I think. Or India, something
with Muhammad Ali, probably.
Maybe. I can't remember what it was now, but I was so impressed by how well he was able to speak and move and stuff, because the last time I saw him, I think he was doing pretty bad. That you would think, oh, he's going down the tubes, it's all, you know, it's all over.
It's like multiple sclerosis. Like, they have good days and bad days.
Right.
Days they don't shake as much, and, you know, they're able to walk and talk, you know, normally, and then there's days they can't do anything.
But I think that he's done something with stem cells.
Maybe.
Especially since
I think it'd be great if he developed Tourette's.
The thing about Magic Johnson, though, Magic Johnson just had a fan of his that was a scientist or a doctor, and like said, "Hey, psst, I got the cure. I'm just gonna tell you though, because I enjoyed watching you play basketball all those years. So here it is.
That's your theory.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah, because they you know they need to continue to milk
true.
That cow.
He just happened to be. He just happened to be at the front of, you know, everything that all the best drugs that were coming out that people couldn't afford.
Come on.
Because they're really expensive, the drugs. And I think that a lot of people can live with AIDS
nowadays.
Now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the death sentence that it used to be.
Well, he's got HIV, not AIDS, right?
Right.
He had HIV.
Right. Yeah.
The HIV. All right, good for him, man. You know, did you hear what he said, though?
No.
I think didn't we say it the last time?
Maybe, but I don't remember shit.
No, I couldn't have been, because it was after Magic Johnson, after Michael Jackson died, mm-hmm. and they had that memorial service for him. Mm-hmm. He said Michael Jackson made him a better basketball player and a better point guard. How's that possible?
How is that possible?
Like, did he
treated him like a 12-year-old.
Did he play pickup games with Magic Johnson and just, like, take him to school? Like, this is how you do it, Magic? And, you know, like, just show the moves and stuff? Like,
I think it'd be great to see Michael Jackson play ball, because he could just, like, he'd do the lean to fake him out.
Right. I think that's what was going on.
Yeah, he did.
I think he taught Magic Johnson the hook shot.
He would do that lean from Smooth Criminal,
right.
And everybody
exactly.
would just be mesmerized. But how does he do that?
Right. He must have learned moves from Michael Jackson.
Could be right.
He said Michael probably told him you have to be graceful. And that's
fake him out and then moonwalk away with the ball.
Yeah, there's got to be something to it. You know, you know what I was thinking about when he said that? I was thinking about that Dave Chappelle show bit when he had he played basketball with Prince. Charlie Murphy played. Yeah, so I was starting to think. I was like, Magic Johnson played a pickup game with Michael Jackson. That's hilarious. Like, that's got to be awesome. It was like, it was the Jackson 5 versus the Lakers of the 80s. In a 5-on-5 pickup game at the Neverland Ranch. Man, that was pretty. That had to be awesome, man. What are you doing there with that gadget?
Well, I'm looking. I don't know.
Heidi's got like 1,000 gadgets hooked up to this board. I don't even know what half of them do.
I do all kinds of stuff that you never did.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to say she's better than me.
What do you think of that?
I think you have more time on your hands.
That may be true, but I figured this all out very quickly and all on my own.
Well, no one was stopping you back then.
Well, what can I say?
What is it? What are you doing?
I'm just looking through. What, you guys are having a fine conversation. I'm chiming in on occasion.
Yeah, but you're the host, so we don't want to screw that up.
No.
We don't.
It's not on here.
We don't want this to be the Chris and Absentee show.
I'm a little bit absentee.
I said that on purpose. No pun intended.
No, I had downloaded some music that I now don't see on here, so I guess I never added it.
Sounds okay. Like you're doing a real bang-up job.
Alright, I'm gonna play a song now. I gotta wrap up soon, because I'm fucking shot. I got, like, no sleep last night. So I'm sorry, everybody, for a shitty show.
Don't say that. I love you.
It's a shitty show.
It's not a shitty show.
Everybody hates me.
It's a good show. Nobody hates you, Heidi.
We talked about Magic Johnson and soccer.
Yeah, Magic Johnson, that part was good.
And Arturo Gatti getting clipped.
Yeah, but nobody cared about that. And nobody cared about my priest story.
Well, maybe
either.
They will now that you talked about it. And the priest story was hilarious. What are you talking about?
I thought it was.
The priest getting his daughters beat off? That's great. Nothing wrong with that.
Alright, well, this will be good. Oh. Because the fucking volume always gets turned down on this one.
So you're gonna play this in your outro or something?
We'll be right back.
Okay, I want to thank Cockney Tony and Rooster for calling in to the show.
Oh, that was Rooster?
And helping us out a little bit. Absent.
Absent's Rooster?
And Rooster are one and the same.
I didn't know that.
Give me that.
You know what you should do? You should get that song. Every time Rooster calls in.
I am Rooster. Rooster is me.
That's, you know what I'm talking about? That song? I forgot who sings it. Yeah, I'm a rooster.
Shut up. Shut up.
Every time he
comes
on, you play the song.
Stop. Alice in Chains, right.
Oh, there you go. See?
But you should know who that is.
I just slipped my mind, man. Come on, it's late for me. I haven't slept at all. We're in the same boat.
Why are you here?
Because you asked me to come.
I didn't know you had no sleep.
Oh, you know. No sleep. Come on.
So listen, anyway, I suck. This was a horrible show. Shouldn't even have done a show. I had 2 weeks
to prepare.
To prepare.
And you didn't.
I didn't do a show last
week. Fuck that.
Week.
You do suck.
I had 2 weeks to prepare.
That's irresponsible. That's something you usually don't do.
And I sucked. And can I tell you what part of it is? The television.
Yeah. No, that would make me lazy too.
Okay, well, Jen was entertained and she says this is
not
the point
Jen
of the show. And I'm glad you were. I'm glad you were. I just feel like a failure.
I really like Jen.
I also feel bad.
Great,
I like Jen too. She's awesome. And I think that Cockney is very upset because he feels like we blew him off and that
we didn't blow him off. How do we blow him off?
And that we don't think he's funny.
How do we blow him off? We talked to him the whole show. How did we blow him off?
And Absent stayed home from a party for the Heidi show. And in that case, I'm really sorry that I didn't deliver. But like I'm saying, if I knew you were going to be around, you could have just been the co-host.
So let's give him an extra hour.
No, I want to go. I got nothing. Don't you understand?
Who's calling? Is that Cockney again?
Hi, honey.
Yeah, sweetheart.
You should have came prepared. You could have saved the show tonight. If you came prepared with the script to Clockwork Orange, you would have been golden.
Shush.
Are you going to do the after show?
Shush. Listen, Heidi, I didn't think that you got rid of me for absent. I wanted to fuck off. I was sucking all night long.
You weren't sucking. I suck. It's my fault. I'm uninspiring.
When we talked about football, that was good stuff.
Eggy wigs.
Yes.
I know.
Don't do what?
What you were just doing.
I was popping a zit on my chest.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Stop.
I'm glad that Absent phoned it. So a Clockwork Bag of Oranges. It was much better than me. Clockwork Bag of Oranges. Someone Absent, get Biff to send me the biblical freaking thing, and I'll quote that all day long for a million years.
You know, it'd be good if Rooster and Cockney did a show that like filled in when you're not here.
That's what we need to do. Absent.
It would be the Heidi show starring
Cockney
Tony
and Rooster.
And Rooster.
Rooster
but
and
only,
a cock. Whoa!
I can't do it for a month. That was well funny, Chris. Say it again. Because I think Heidi was talking over it or something.
Rooster and a cock.
Hey.
The cock and rooster cock show.
Cock of the walk.
The two corks.
Cocks of the walk.
Try control and click on my... Okay.
One mic, two cocks. Two cocks, one cup. No. Ooh, what was that?
That would mean two cocks would have to be chopped off and put in a cup. You really want to do that?
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you want to take someone's manhood?
Oh, hold on, wait. Answer, yes. How'd you do this? Answer.
Rooster told me to
I'm
do
trying,
that.
Trying, Rooster.
Hello?
And it can't be done, right?
It's a love-in. Right, everyone can leave now.
Chris just talks. It can't really be done.
Put it down properly.
What?
There you go. I said pick that up and put it down properly. Chris just threw something at Heidi.
Oh, he's got beer.
Why would you be hurtful to me like that?
I don't have beer.
That
so let's
was
go
the
get beer.
Jesus. That was a quote from Clockwork Orange. Come on, well, that
I
was
wasn't
it.
Paying attention. I was too hurt by Heidi's comments.
Yeah, you know, you ask for them all night long, and then I get one that made actual sense, and you fucking shit on it by not listening.
Could you say one of the lines about your glass balls?
No, I don't know.
Just
the
do the opening.
Well.
Just do the opening scene. That's it. Just do the opening.
Send me the thing and
just
I'll
Google
read
it. It's there. It's everywhere.
You fucking Google it.
I don't have a computer in front of me.
Well, tough then. Go on then.
That's it. Next time I'm bringing my computer. This is ridiculous.
Well,
I didn't think I was gonna need it. I think you're gonna wrap up as soon as I got here.
As soon as you got here.
Yeah. So I thought you were only gonna do an hour.
It wasn't even 9 o'clock yet when you got
here.
Yeah,
I thought you were only gonna do an hour.
Welcome back, Emo. We miss you, fella.
Emo's back in the motherfucking chat room, yeah.
Why didn't he call? Have him call on Skype.
Stick it in the motherfucking chat room.
Get F1 to call in on Skype, and then the show really sucks. It will just be like the fucking... It'll be like the associate... Not the associate.
You know what you should do? This is what you should do.
Aristocrats.
You should have Emo call in. And then have the three of them finish the show, and you could walk away.
I can just finish the show.
Yeah, but they'll let them do the show the rest of the time, since they didn't waste their whole night, because they'll keep going. It's a little all treat. Right. You give back. You're giving back to them. You're giving back.
You see, I'm reluctant to agree to that.
Why?
It just doesn't seem like the
because
right
it's
thing
not it's not their show, is it? And you have that big of an ego.
Because that's my head. That's the size of my head.
Let's see if we can have two conversations.
You have a big head.
Right.
You could always cut that out.
I've got that now, but for the life of me, I just can't remember the fucking accent it goes. So there was me. That is Alex and my three droogs. This is Pete, Georgie and Dim, and we sat in the Corova milk bar trying to make up our Razadox. Razadox, yeah. What to do with the evening? The Corova milk bar sold Milk Plus, Velocet, or Simpherson. The fucking word's that?
It's your language, buddy. You should know this, man.
It's not my language. Or Drencrom.
fucking Anthony Burgess.
We were drinking. This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultraviolence. Our pockets are full of money, so there was no need on that score. But as they say, money isn't everything. There you go.
Thank you. You've appeased
see, now, the now he'll monster. Sing a little bit from Singing in the Rain.
Right.
That was awesome.
How about you just beat up an old man?
Yeah, that's the next scene you're going to do. The next scene you're going to do is you're going to get on cam and you're going to beat up an old man.
I'll get on with cam a, if you... I'll, with if a cane. You, if Heidi puts you on cam, I'll get on cam and I'll beat off over your face.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, you won't do that.
Go on.
I got friends,
but
you
just violently
remember?
Rape somebody. That's a good scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what you should do, Cockney. You should rape somebody.
There's no one. I've got a house alone. I've got no one here. Otherwise, I would for the Heidi show. I would rape for the Heidi show.
So just go call a hooker, man. There's tons of them in Manchester. And rape
I don't
her.
Know hookers, Chris.
You don't need to know hookers. That's the whole point. The ladies of the evening, they're available at all times. Call girls, whatever, man.
How about you just violently rape Emo Tony? He'll pretend to be a girl.
Ouch.
How would that work?
I like that this microphone has a switch on it,
it
but
doesn't work.
It's not real. It's just for show. There's no power to this thing. Get the fuck out of here.
What's the switch for, though?
It's not a switch. It's just for
just
show.
A piece of plastic.
Does it go in and out?
It's like pockets.
The old in and out.
It's like sewn closed pockets when you don't really have pockets, just flaps to make it look like you have pockets.
Yeah, but if you unpick them, the cotton, there's normally something there.
Sometimes, but other times it's just
there's a secret message on the inside.
Whoa, what voice was that? That was awesome.
Stop it with the lighter now. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Absent. You should do a monologue or whatever from Deliverance.
Oh, God. That's next week.
Next week on the Heidi Show, Absent sings Deliverance.
Yeah. Oh, that scene makes me cringe.
Like a pig, boy. boy.
It just makes me cringe, man. I can't watch that shit.
This has
took
a turn for the weird. Adi, you should squeal as well.
You don't Chris, even know how it goes, ass.
What line?
Ding, ding, ding. The line that Absent wants you to say.
What line is that?
It's a me, Mario.
No, can't do it. You know what? Here's what we'll do.
Go on.
Here's what we'll do. If Rooster comes in with a line, you know, with like a whole scene of Deliverance, and you rape a woman on cam, then I'll do the line. It doesn't have to happen tonight. I'm just like, you know, in the next couple, before the next time I come in, if it happens, then I will do all the lines you want.
The only good line from Deliverance is, I bet you squeal like a pig.
I just said do a scene. Mouth, that's all. Boy. Yeah, just do a scene.
Bet you got a purty mouth.
You got a real purty mouth.
See? They're getting amused now. They're all happy. This wasn't a bad show at all. This wasn't. This is a good show.
This is the best show ever.
See?
It is now. It's now it's better than Epic Podcast.
Cockney sniffing catnip. I mean, everything's great.
Ketamine.
It's catnip.
How come you don't know anything?
It's regretamine.
That's the whole point of
this. Regretamine.
That's great.
So, Cockney, I dare you to snort my doll.
I haven't got anything. No. No, my drug days are over. I'm a clean living boy. I might go to church in the morning before my zombie thing.
What?
The C word.
That's a whole nother thing.
Didn't you hear the story about the priest that beat up his daughter?
No. When did that happen?
That was tonight. I ain't even ready.
I know, you dick.
I know. That's why I said it. I know you know.
But I know that you know.
And I know that you know that I know.
Shut up.
And I know that you guys know something, and I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
So I'm thinking about changing my nickname or whatever away from Cockney Tony.
Oh?
To what, Douchebag Tony?
Yeah, that's actually spot on, Chris. No, how do you know this already? I'm thinking about changing it to Mysterious Tony.
Mysterious Tony. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or am I?
How about Tough Tony?
Or am I?
How about Tough Tony?
You're stepping on his line.
Tough Tony. What's wrong with that?
Ah, fuck it. It's all right.
Mysterious, I don't know what his line is.
His new name is going to be Mysterious Tony because he's going to be more mysterious.
Or am I?
Or is he?
I heard that. What did you want? Like,
you just talked over.
What did you want? 10 seconds of silence afterwards?
Just, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nah. It's funnier to my friends.
It's funny to me.
Oh, thank you.
It's hilarious.
Thanks.
I don't get it.
Thank you. That's great. Awesome. See, he backed me up. You got somebody back you up. I got somebody back me up. Great.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about either, Chris. So,
what am I talking about?
I have no idea.
I'm talking about I have no idea what Mysterious Tony is.
Cockney Mysterious and Kim Possible team up. Jen fucker.
And Ben 10.
Why is Jen fucker her name?
Mysterious Tony and Kim Possible. That's all I got. That's my contribution. Yeah.
How about a new name for Emo? For Emo Tony.
A new name for Emo Tony?
Yeah.
But he's Emo Tony.
What about Chef Tony or something?
The Slicer.
She says because as a child that's what she called herself. Hi, my name is Jennifer Fucker.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Fucker. I'm a girl.
Why would she call herself that? What was she trying to say?
Bum, bum.
The plot thickens, absolutely. Absolutely. Now I'm interested.
By Cockney. Or did she?
Now I'm interested in Jen Fokker's story.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why? What would she? Why did she do that to herself? That's what I want to know.
Her last name is Faulkner.
That's you.
It's off.
She
or
can't,
is it?
She couldn't it? Pronounce her last name.
My name is Jennifer Fucker.
Who was it who posted the Japs, them funny little Asian people doing
really
the Chris Walken
is.
Impressions?
She says that her last
that
name
me.
Is Faulkner.
That was absent.
Yeah.
Clap.
The Christopher Walken impressions by
that
Asian
fucking...
people.
Well, would she say Jen Fucker?
Yeah.
She say Jen Faulkner?
Emo, yours should be for D.I. Emo.
What?
For the IEMO.
Oh, because it's for the I suffer. What was that? Who's that meant for? When he did that screen screen
for
name.
The I suffer.
Yeah, who was that meant for? I want to know.
His son, he says.
You sure?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it was. I think it was. Yeah.
I think he suffers for you, Chris.
No, that's impossible.
No, we suffer because of this.
TDJ in the chat room wants to spread my arse and fuck me so hard.
Let's see you try, buddy.
But
hold on, he's on cam. Let's have a look at him.
Oh, yeah. Let's
have a look-see.
Let's have a put our little peepers over his cam.
Quite
it's a bit dark.
Dark, isn't it?
Very dark.
It's a black guy?
It's dark in the bottom of the well.
Is it shogi?
Probably a good reason it's dark.
I'm going to bring out the double dutch if the shogi's there.
No, it's just dark in the room.
Oh, I see. Ugh. I think he's black, though.
He said arse, though. That's not
oh, I hate when people say arse.
Arse.
He wants to bang him, but yet he censors himself when he says ass.
I want to spread hide his bottom.
And shite.
Did you get
about
to the
shite?
President? Did you get the president looking at bums?
Emo said to him, get in line, fella.
Nice.
The president looking at that girl's ass. I looked at the... Did anybody see the pic? Did you guys see the picture of Obama and Sarkozy looking at the girl's ass?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. Was it... Like, was it an attractive woman, or was it just...
Yeah,
she was
like
attractive.
A young, attractive woman, shapely.
Underaged?
Hard to tell.
No, she's definitely over 20.
Think she's a woman? Okay.
Yeah, she's over 20.
And Obama looks like he's actually, like... doing like
he
this.
Is
his head is like tilted to the side,
so is the other president, the prime minister of Sarkozy. He's looking at her too.
Sarkozy looks more like he's looking at it than Obama does.
Yeah, but he probably told him, hey, take a look at that, and then he turned Obama
and Sarkozy totally looks like he's like
checking it out.
He's like he's covering his mouth so that he could be like,
look at that,
know,
ass.
Look at that ass.
That's right, those
damn,
two chunks of
check
flesh.
Out that badonkadonk.
And she's, like, right next to them. She's walking up, like, a couple of steps right beside them.
Right.
In fact, that was probably at that Normandy thing.
Right. That could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Check out ass.
I could ask my cousins if they saw that girl there.
You think they would check out Joanne's ass, too?
Joanne's? Maybe Joanne's ass.
Yeah.
Maybe Barbara's.
No. Too young.
She's over 20.
Yeah, but she still looks like she's 10.
Can you stop that?
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
He's like drumming his fingers on the base of the microphone, which, incidentally, you can hear.
It's on the table, actually.
It comes through on the recording.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I bet it looks like those fingers from Drag Me to Hell with all the
I'm
crazy...
Ah,
ha, ha.
Oh, yeah, those drumming fingers. You know,
yes.
The more I think about that movie in hindsight, the better it gets in my mind, and I loved it. Immediately.
It was so good. I watched it last night. Oh, it's great.
It was fucking great, man.
Sam Raimi
should...
Yeah, and it was really crappy quality, but
right.
It was free.
Yeah, I refuse to watch shitty quality downloading them.
I don't like to watch shitty quality, but I'll tell you what, that's a movie I just couldn't wait to see. So
you watched it through a keyhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I can't deal with that. You know what? The one of the few movies that I've actually sat through in that format was Team America: World Police.
What is it, bootleg version?
Yeah, bootleg. But it's like somebody's in the movie theater with a camera, and there's like fucking like it gets dark around the edges. That's
right,
why I
right.
say I feel like I'm watching it through a keyhole.
Yeah,
hate that.
Chris.
Yeah.
Me old mucker. Will you be able to do me a little favour?
What's that?
I want you to send... No. That's horrible. I want you to send me some files, some comedy stuff of Louis C.K. and other people.
What do you want?
He wants you to send him clips, comedy clips.
Just listen to Cringe Humor Radio. They play it all day long.
They do.
Well, yeah, I know. I do, actually, on iTunes. It's very good.
No, the stream.
Yeah, the stream is on iTunes Radio.
Oh, the stream is on iTunes? See, yeah. Shows you what I know.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
There's two streams up there, and there's I think one's a high rate, bit rate, or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
But no, you ain't gonna send me a music.
But you want the actual clips, like, in your...
I just want, like, the albums, yeah? The whole lot.
What's your screen room?
Just get me
I'll file transfer them.
I've got the email. Because
it's easier to file transfer.
Yeah, but he doesn't have AIM or anything.
All right, send me his email address then.
All right, I will.
Nice one, Tuesday.
Really, Cockney, it's freaking 2009, man. It's not going to kill you to pick up, like, Instant Messenger somewhere.
Dude, I'm in the future, okay? Instant Messenger.
You're already working off Tekion. Something with some Tekion
stuff. In the future.
Yeah?
AIM is
We've got shavers in the future and everything.
You've got what?
Shavers. Razors.
Yeah.
Scissors. And all sorts of funky other sharp stuff that emo can play with.
So when my hairdresser came here to do my hair this past week...
She's making house calls now?
She came here to do it.
Nice.
When she was done, I go, how's my neck? Is my neck okay? And she's like, no, it's not, but I don't have my clippers with me. So I'm like...
So she bit him off.
No. Oh. So I'm like, oh, I've got clippers. So I pull out, like, the big, like, heavy-duty wall, like, head clippers. And she's like, ooh. And then I showed her my little Panasonic trimmer that I use. And whatchamacallit? She was like, oh, this is good. I'll use this. So she's trimming my hair with the thing. And she goes... Is this what you use to shave your vagina? And I'm
is
like,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we get a laugh.
Did she smell
that.
It?
No, she didn't.
Damn it.
Okay, that was horrible. All right.
Because you wanted it to go somewhere. If you're a listener, you want to hear that story go somewhere else. You know, you want to, you know, I'm sure Cockney's having perverted thoughts.
Now I'm just thinking about a new name that I can put for AIM, because Cockney Tony 75 and everything is gone, so I think now...
Oh, there's an East End there a bit?
Mysterious Cockney Tony. Oh, have you been playing music?
Playing
EastEnders. Oh, yeah.
La, 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 week. It's fucking over now. I'm sorry I didn't do prep.
I'm sorry, everyone. Maybe next time I'll be drunk.
It's okay, Kathy.
We did wind up doing pretty much another hour.
It ended up okay. The ending was a lot better.
I think people are gonna hate this show.
No, they're not.
Fuck them.
I thought it was
That's
a good
character.
Show.
Thank you.
Fuck them if they can't
take
a joke.
Yeah, I'm a rooster.
You didn't even get the words right.
Come on.
I know he doesn't know what the fuck. Chris knows like a fifth of everything that he talks about.
It's like Kieran. You can give Kieran anything, and he will fuck it up.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
If you give Kieran
ages. It's a good thing I don't have a radio show,
just
right?
Just to show that you're not really paying attention to the world exactly. around you.
I told you, my world is autism and comedy. Other than that, I have no idea what else is going on.
You certainly don't know anything about music.
No, I rely on you for that.
Oh, you know what looks good is that new movie.
Way to be,
That was good. That was good show prep right there. Peter Jackson's got a new movie coming out.
That one movie, it looked Hobbit? Pretty awesome.
That vampire movie?
The one? Blood the Vampire? Blood the Last Vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, the cartoon one.
Yeah, but it's live action.
Yeah.
Was it? Is it not cartoon?
No.
It started as a cartoon, but they're going to make a live action version. It's going to be good.
Why? Didn't last. We outlasted the end of the song.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the Heidi Show, everybody. I didn't read out the number at all during the show. Number is 631-576-4774. Please call me with your voicemails that I may one day play if I can get the recording right. And email the show, Heidi.
Why'd you get an 800 number?
Email the show, Heidi, H-E-I-D-E, at theheidishow.com with your emo poems or your recaps of anything. Please call or write the show. And thank you for listening to The Heidi Show. Heidi sucks balls.
Bada bing.
Ba-dum-bum. Can't have a fucking original idea anymore. So next time maybe we'll talk about that movie because it looks really good. And if you've seen House of Flying Daggers or Hero, which was actually the Hero was the first movie that I watched on my new big HDTV. Can you make that stop?
Quit your jibber jabber.
That's great. Anyway, so the Hero was the first movie that I watched on the new TV, and it was spectacular. But they do all those special effects with like the running in the air and the, you know, the fighting on the treetops type of stuff. So
I can do that.
Yeah. So it should be pretty cool. But the cell phone interference doesn't really work.
Are you going to watch It's All Gone Pete Tong tonight?
No,
are you,
no.
I suggested that, but...
Trish wants to watch The Godfather again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do, actually. 3 hours,
wow,
baby.
That was on right there.
Spot on.
Tip top.
Now right on your
sorted.
Cockney, you're the tits, man. You're the tits.
If I'm the tits, does that make you the cunt?
No. That makes Rooster the cunt.
Wow, he's really rattling them off now.
It's that catnip actually got to him now.
No, that was shit. That was awful.
I've got the tits, I tell you.
Yeah, so he's the tits, actually. I'm sorry. And you're the cunt.
It's a ball part of the package when you're a fat guy. You can't help it.
You're way too self-deprecating, man. Make it work
again,
for you.
It's part of the package. You just...
There's chubby chases out there.
Yeah, but they're all fucking disgusting.
Who?
Chubby chasers.
Why are they all disgusting?
Because they're just not nice in the head, people.
Are you getting defensive about that?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't. I don't care.
About what?
What's the biggest bird you've ever shagged, Chris?
What's the biggest what?
What's
chick,
the biggest bird
you know,
you've ever shagged?
Woman.
Like
what's
biggest
the biggest
woman
chick
you've
ever
had sexual intercourse with?
No, but I never really had big women.
Well, what's the biggest?
Okay. Like fat girls? No, I don't think I've ever had a fat girl.
I've seen pictures of the girls that he's been with, all thin.
Pencils.
Everyone's got one in
pencil sharp.
You don't have... The Chinese girl was kind of fat.
Kind of chunky, but she was like, she made it work for her, I guess.
Was she about the same size as Absent? That fat.
No. I'm sure I haven't seen Absent, but I'm sure it's not as big as Absent. She was petite and little, you know, had some baby fat on her.
Like a pooch. A little belly in front.
No belly.
Like she's got a fanny pack.
I don't know if she had a fanny pack. No, I wouldn't say that either.
She
was fluffy.
Jen says she likes meat. She just likes meat on her guys. She doesn't consider herself a chubby chaser. I like a guy who I can't push around. I like a guy who, if I try to push him, he's not going to go flying into the wall.
Or if you blow, he doesn't fly, you know, like a kite.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you, Chris, you got to find yourself a fat girl. They'll take care of you. They know how to cook.
Then that's the thing.
I guess that's what I have to do.
I guess that you're going to have to go find yourself a fat girl.
Fat girls need loving, too.
Need feeding as well.
Right.
They get all the loving they want from the food they eat, though.
You won't get off cheap at the Sizzler, I'll tell you.
Ouch. I don't think I've ever gone to the Sizzler.
Emo Tony's rule is he won't date a girl fatter than he is, so that pretty much...
Good for you,
that
Emo.
Pretty much leaves everyone.
He also says fat pussy is good, but the catch is if you can find it.
Right. I've never been with anybody really that fat.
You should try it, Heidi. It's worth it.
I mean, Chris is, you know, has been somewhat heavy set during our relationship.
Yeah, the thing about a fat guy is, and I've said it 100 times, the thing about a fat guy is they know how to eat. And any woman should want a man who knows how to eat.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but... eating food and eating pussy are a little bit different. Like, I wouldn't want you to eat my pussy like you would eat a fucking burrito.
Sandwich. Eat it like a sandwich.
Not the same.
Eat it like a bowl of sugar.
Yes.
Like a bowl of sugar. Or like a bagel with cream cheese.
Who eats a bowl of sugar?
I eat a bowl of sugar. You stick your face right in.
Shut up, man. No one does that. That's not, doesn't exist.
Eat it like you're trying to eat an apple right for a tennis racket.
That's ridiculous.
That's almost like the photo that I want laminated. So I'm on delay on the camera thing.
Oh. Why? You're not on camera.
No, I know. I've got roosters open.
I just turned Jen on by waving my tongue like that.
That's what it was all about. That's
I'm glad someone got turned on. That's not a male.
I know, there's actually a girl in the room. Jen.
Or is she?
But
bum, bum, bum!
Oh, she is.
But nah, she, and you know, she's not just a girl, she's an awesome girl. So
she's
like,
got Fucker as her last name.
Yeah, she's got Fucker as her last name, exactly.
That means she's down.
Yeah. She's down to fuck.
She's down, man.
She's down for fucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does Jen look like?
Cute.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She's
I think
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Fucking gorgeous.
Absolutely
she's
beautiful.
Beautiful woman.
Where does she live?
Canada.
Why
is it
do
Canada?
You want to know?
I'm just asking. Where does she live?
Right now?
No.
You
want to
date her?
No. I'm just saying, where does she live? Is she from London?
No.
Oh.
She lives in the States here.
Oh, in the States. That narrows it down.
She says Dallas.
Oh, no, you went
Dallas.
To
nice.
Canada for that thing, didn't you?
She does have an awesome Canadian accent, though.
Who?
Jen.
Oh, she's from Canada?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Where it's cold.
The snowy part.
The snowy part.
No, she's from Ontario. She's from...
Montreal.
That's all the same
Quebec.
The East Coast, she says.
So she's from Quebec? Or is she from Ontario? She's either from Quebec or Ontario.
It's all the same up there in
no,
that
it's
Canada.
Not.
It's
did you
do
the Dunkin' Donuts story with Tim Hortons? Oh, that was a great story, man.
God, I want some Tim Hortons now.
Where do you get Tim Hortons?
I don't know. I want it, though.
Well, it's coming to New York. That's all I gotta say.
I'm not driving to fucking New York for a donut.
They have it in Ohio.
That's a little closer.
Where are you from, Rooster?
Southern Illinois.
Whereabouts?
like the southern half, where there ain't fucking nothing.
Give me the name of the city or the town that you're close to.
Evansville, Indiana is about right. The closest town that's worth anything.
I know Evansville well.
Is it
home of birthplace of Don Mattingly. I know it well.
Yep. Yeah.
Greatest baseball player of all time.
He's got like a fucking pizza / arcade. Don Mattingly.
Really? That's awesome.
It
I gotta
sucks.
Go there now.
It's horrible.
Is it really that bad? Ouch.
Oh, it's a joke.
You'd think he would know what pizza's like living in New York all those years.
I don't know about the pizza. I just know the place is, like, real nasty.
Yeah, Mike's gone off, Heidi.
Yeah, I just was playing the theme to Dallas.
You know what really sucks? Chicago pizza. I hate Chicago pizza.
You're playing what?
Bullshit. Chicago pizza's awesome.
No, it's not.
No, it's
overrated.
Not. No, it's not. Oh, dude. It's not
awesome. Completely overrated, man.
So not awesome.
I was so disappointed. I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed. But you know what? Chicago's got the best beef sandwiches.
It's like 10 inches thick, and it's like 90% cheese.
Which is
who wants all
pizza?
That?
You're talking about Shaq's cock again.
Yeah.
Good one.
Very good. What is that? Sorry. I know. I'm the yelling girl. So here's another story.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Dunkin' Donuts officially departs Penn Station to make way for Canadian chain Tim Hortons. The time to make the donuts is officially over in Penn Station. The Transit Hub's Dunkin' Donuts franchise was being dismantled Saturday to make room for the Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons, and nice. Commuters were bummed to find the Munchkin maker all but gone. Munchkin, can I just say something? If you drink, and I've said this before, but if you drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee, you don't love coffee. You don't love coffee.
Well, have you ever had the lattes?
And if
then?
You get up on your fucking... Yeah, it's garbage.
The lattes are garbage too?
It's all bullshit. Right. And if you get up on your roof and start shouting, this is the best cup of coffee I ever had, then...
But I've actually seen you drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I hate Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
But I've seen you do it.
When forced. And
no, you weren't forced. You voluntarily said, let's go get some.
No, I never volunteered.
Yeah.
No.
You wanted...
No.
You wanted...
No.
You wanted a croissant with egg and cheese and a coffee.
I don't see how you guys drink coffee to start with. That stuff tastes like crap.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee is garbage.
I don't drink coffee.
I think they put sawdust in the grinds. It doesn't.
They do.
Tastes like it's got good wood chipper.
But you know, if you think Dunkin' Donuts coffee is the best coffee you've ever tasted, you have shit taste. And I guess that's majority of America.
I guess.
I guess you're gonna tell me Starbucks is good though.
It depends. I've had better than Starbucks because I worked at an actual
Rainbow Cafe.
You are better than Starbucks.
No, I've had better. The first time I had Starbucks, I was like, this isn't that good. But then when you can't get anything better,
the best coffee I've ever had, seriously,
it'll do.
Swark.
Okay.
It's a chain out in LA. It's really good.
Okay, this is the best. This quote right here. I just wanted a cup of coffee, said Adam Ross, 32, of Brooklyn Heights. Now I don't know where to go.
Fuck's sake, go to the Dunkin' Donuts, you dick.
You're in New York City. You're in fucking Midtown. You don't know where to get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure, I can. Dunkin' Donuts is closed. Where's another Dunkin' Donuts?
Go to the tallest building you can find, jump off, and try and lick the floor before you hit it.
Exactly.
Seriously. As soon as you walk out of Penn Station, there's like Dunkin' Donuts in every corner.
Yeah. I was shocked. It's been there forever, said Donna Baldini, 33, of Manhattan, a fan of Dunkin's coffee cake muffins. Tim Hortons, which is replacing 11...
You know she's a fatty, right?
Yeah. Tim Hortons, which is replacing 11 other Dunkin' outlets in the city, opens in Penn Station on Monday. The chain is famed in Canada for its maple glazed donuts and double coffee with two creams, two sugars. But some New Yorkers are skeptical. It's not American, said Dunkin' loyalist Matthew DeToro, 32, of Manhattan's Upper West Side.
It's not American.
I can't do it.
It's not American.
You gotta watch those Canadians. They're pretty slick.
It's not American, but you know what? Everything else in New York is not American either.
It's not American. I can't do it.
We got swine flu in the schools over here.
Yeah, well, the guy that plays Ronald Weasley in Harry Potter got swine flu.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Rupert Grint.
I think this reporter made up the story.
Well, this is silly, and I
made up the quotes.
What's also funny is that they interviewed a 32-year-old, a 33-year-old, and a 32-year-old.
Oh yeah, it's totally.
What's up with that?
I'm calling them out. You should call them out. Right now, there's a comment section right there. This is a bullshit story.
Send a letter to New York Post, Heidi.
It's
everybody knows that the comment section takes you places.
Yeah, it does. Call them out, man. It's a bullshit story. I bet if we look up those people, they don't exist.
Oh, this is a great comment right here. Dunkin' Donuts has the best donuts. I prefer them anytime over Krispy Kreme, which I find too sweet. I've never had Tim Hortons anything. Well, I've had Tim Hortons donuts, and they're pretty freaking good.
You did? You had them?
In Ohio, yeah.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You had that coffee. You were okay with the coffee.
I don't like anybody's coffee except what I buy at the supermarket, and I only buy Pilon. It's the best, hands down.
God, that's handy.
Pilon's pretty good coffee.
Tosser.
It tastes good, let me tell you.
Where is it? Patty Blue. But
it's a shitty fucking cheap beer is what it is. They're let them keep on with their coffee talk.
Yeah, fucking homos.
Wasn't that SNL?
That was the last story.
Coffee talk.
My digital camera's broken. God. It still takes pictures, but now it's like the good old days when you had to get your pictures developed before you could see what they looked like. Because my display is shot. Completely shot. There's a big black spot in the center of it.
It's like the eye touch that I have.
What camera? Your camera or your like little recording HD flip thing?
No, my Sony CyberShot.
Right.
CyberShot's good cameras, too.
Yeah. I think this camera was probably $400, but that was several years ago.
No, for your new one.
New one was $200. No, this wasn't $400. This was less. The
Flip Video.
The Flip HD. That's Flip it. Ultra HD.
And you paid $200 over there for that.
You got another one? You bought another one?
The Flip Ultra HD.
Wow, you didn't waste any time.
What do you mean, waste time?
Oh, you got that?
I saw
then.
This.
All right. It's a video camera, though.
There's somebody from Germany in the chat room who likes to drink
Guten
tea.
Guten Tag.
Talk German to them.
Guten Tag, Billy.
Say something else. Say...
Billy, you're originally from Germany.
I like to drink tea, too. See, here's my teapot.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I want that.
It's cool, and that's a tea flower in the bottom. It blooms.
What? It's still... Awesome. How are you seeing this?
Because I'm watching the video.
What video? What, Billy's? He's got his cam on, is he?
No, it's me, silly.
Oh, you. I've got you on pause again.
What are you doing?
Absent's fine. He's like on point and everything. Like he can wave and I'll see him wave straight away. Someone just took a photo of you then. I just saw a flash.
Oh, emo, please.
So what's the moral of the story? People really
never
need
pass
to...
on an electric fence. That's the moral of the story.
Either this is a bullshit story. Or people need to get out more.
Why do you think it's a bullshit story? I think that there's a million people who are obsessed with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
and
but
they
won't
drink anything.
Those comments were, you know what? Like, reporters like, how do I make the story interesting? And they made up comments.
They made
there's
up.
There's millions of people obsessed with Starbucks, and Starbucks fucking sucks too, because it's overpriced coffee that tastes like shit.
The only good coffee is the coffee with the cocaine smuggled in it, full stop.
Good for you.
Melanie,
well, bad for you.
Melanie and I were talking about how, because I was trying to smoke a cigarette today, but it like fell out of my fingers, and I started yawning at the same time, and I'm like a junkie. I've got the yawns. I'm dropping my cigarettes, and she goes, "Junkie Saturdays at Aunt Mel's," and then so he went off on this whole bit about how if we had like a public access, you know, like cable public
you should
access
do it.
Show. Junkie Saturdays at Aunt Mel's, and there you can see the harbor outside her window, and I'm like, look, you see that tugboat out there? That's Tugboat Charlie. He's gonna come pay us a visit today.
Wow.
And
you guys really have a lot of fun when you
yeah. And she said, Tugboat Charlie, what do you have for us today? Did you get that shipment past the Coast Guard? And then we started talking about how that's how we get the drugs that we do on the show. I'm like, today on Junkie Saturdays at Auntie Mel's...
We got meth.
Heidi and Mel do Quaaludes.
Quaaludes?
The meth what, is right? a drug
I know,
of choice.
What is this, like 1978?
Meth is your drug of choice, though, right?
Ludes, man. Fucking ludes.
Meth.
What the fuck are ludes? I hear them on films, but I don't know what they are.
Quaaludes are like downers. They're like chill pills.
Right, okay.
Ludes. Is that enough now?
Never enough. Can never be enough photos.
So anyway, now with my camera, there's no fucking display, so I can't see the pictures until I load them into my computer.
You're gonna have to buy a new camera. Did he just zip his pants up?
Oh, I'm zipping.
It's the camera case.
No, that's my pants. I'm getting ready.
That's really funny. It did sound like that, though.
If he starts chasing those cats around the room, man, I'm out of here.
You know, that's a good sound effect for the show. We gotta keep that in mind.
Does anyone else listen to Hoot and Greenway, by the way?
I haven't in a while, but I do enjoy the show. Why do you
ask? That's because you do a show while there.
I've just started listening to them the other day in work, because I got up to date with everyone apart from the Unholy Match Me show.
Really? You just started listening to Hooter and Greenway? I would think you would like them. I always enjoy the show.
Well, Big T's still on it, and I'm gutted that I found out that he left, apparently.
Big T's gone, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
He tried to sue me.
Yeah, well, this is where I've just started listening from.
Yeah.
I'm actually on the show still where the cops came to Hooter's house.
Yeah.
Greenway's house or whatever it was.
It's really getting out
really
of hand.
Crazy stuff happens on that show. Yeah. Especially with the wives, when the wives come and scream and throw things.
And they have people from Long Island come up there to have sex with them on the air.
Excellent.
How do they get away with that?
They just do.
But no, it's a good show. I just wanted to know if anyone else isn't, but...
Yeah, I love that show, but I haven't. I actually Eddie's
all disappointed. So why don't we sign off so they can go watch?
Okay,
listen to
it. So check out the Hooter and Greenway show. They're live right now on CringeHumorRadio.net. If you go there, you can get into
CringeHumorRadio.com.
CringeHumorRadio.com. My bad.
I need to go to bed. I need to look like a zombie.
Oh, right. But anyone else, if you're interested in checking out another radio show, check out... CringeHumorRadio.com and enter the chat room to check out the Hooter and Greenway show. They're great.
I might go over there actually and then phone in and then just be a bit weird and tell them that I'm jacking off looking at them on cam and
stuff.
Oh,
that's good. But tell them the Heidi show sent you.
Ah, oh, we'll do.
Okay. Yeah, they'll love that. They'll probably talk shit.
Yeah, maybe if I was drunk I could do better at phoning them up.
Sniff
as well.
More catnip.
Yeah, maybe tonight's not the best night for it.
Yeah, I'll just get ruined.
Yeah.
Get owned proper.
EastEnders song again?
Probably. No, I already played the EastEnders song.
Oh, so this is post-show
stuff.
This
is post-show.
All right. Well, then I guess everybody, good night.
All right, so that's
Goodbye.
It. Good night. Goodbye. Good night.
Later, Rooster.
Not absent.
Bye, kitties.
Bye.
See you, sweetie. Fuck off, Chris.
Alright, talk to you later, bye.
I'm joking, Chris, send me that shit. Bish bash bosh. Sort it out, geezer. Nice one. In a bit.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. That's it. Das ist alles.